You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right. Oh, fucking eyebrows, some soda.
Yeah, right off the bat.
We are back with another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on the Riotcast Network, the greatest podcast network on McDougal Street in New York City.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Specifics.
You think Red Band's going, dude, we're the greatest death squad. And then Billy's going, dude, no, it's all things comedy, dude. And then there's Bob Kelly going, nah, dude, it's fucking riot. Join the riot. We got a great show. Crazy fucking day so far for me. I've had two temper tantrums.
Really?
One with my therapist. Don't tell me it's not personal. It's fucking personal. If somebody does something to you, it's fucking personal. Anyways.
Right.
Thank you. Mike, let me get a... You got to eat that microphone.
I have to eat the microphone?
Yeah, Ben, should we teach him...
My mouth's in the fucking
there
thing.
There you go. See, hear that? Listen, difference.
It was already in my mouth.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, his mouth's like on it.
Do you think I've never done podcasts before?
Well, you feel... You sound the difference.
Well,
you
listen,
hear the difference,
all
right?
I'm saying is that intro can be cut by 30 seconds. I was eating the microphone.
Yeah, well, we need the intro. We need the longer intro. I need to mix it up because my podcasts keep getting flagged because I don't have the ownership of the music. Algorithms. So I switch it up. Anyways, we got a big show. I haven't been doing these big shows in the last month or so. I've been cutting it down to three people in the studio and then Count Scopo and Deepu. That makes it five, but really three. No offense. I love you guys.
No offense taken.
We have my Greek friend Stavros. Was in town, so we had to put him on because I'm a big fan of this guy. I love this kid for some reason.
Oh, thank you.
And then Dante.
This is you 20 years ago.
Dante said, I'm going to stop by. And I really don't.
I kind of muscled my way on.
Yo, you don't. What time? No, he sounds
like Red Band.
He goes, no, Red Band's. I forget my character. I think I did the same three characters.
Yeah.
So no, he goes. What do you filming tomorrow? I'm like, I'm recording. You recording? Yeah. What time? Three. All right, I'll stop by. Do you mind?
Is that what I said? Is that what I said?
No, that's the way you sound in my head. Though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a crazy show. I am a fan of everybody on this fucking show today, so I'm very excited about this show, even though it's a lot of people. So people who don't like a lot of people on the show, go fuck yourselves. It's usually other comics. Dude, you go on the show, you can't even say anything, dude. Just shut the fuck up. Why don't you be more alpha male and then you get a word in? How's that sound?
Wow.
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 Put that out there. There's a bunch of alpha males in this room right now. Yeah. I'm not worried about anybody in here.
I have shades.
Except for fucking him.
I have shades of beige.
Except for Scopo.
That's crazy.
What'd you say?
I got shades of beta, so I'll just be.
You know what you have? You have fucking characters galore.
Thank you.
And it's I'm afraid
of the real me.
I will allow you to do anything. You know that. I'm a big fan of Dan Soda.
Hi, thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
I appreciate the building up in front of company.
I love you.
It's a very abusive relationship of you.
Who has...
You're like, I love you so much, so when I hit you later, everyone knows I started with...
I will hit you.
Or he fell.
All right, what... Yeah. Dante, is your neck Can it get bigger?
It could.
I didn't even know there was. I didn't even know there was a neck.
I'm just wondering if this is some type of therapy you're doing for your quadriceps. Oh, there it is.
Turns out, turns out Dante's half tortoise. No,
can I say something? Dante's like not like a regular turtle. He's like one of those big snapper turtles.
Yeah,
the snapper turtle.
Yeah, in the Galapagos Islands, that you're like, take a picture with it. It's way bigger than a normal turtle.
All right, who do we got on the show today? Scopio, producer Scopo.
To my right, we have Dante Nero.
Who is, he's got one of them. I'm telling you right now, your fucking podcast is growing and growing.
And I appreciate it. You definitely helped that.
We're very proud to have you on the network.
I'm proud to be on it.
And, you know, when you first joined, I was like,
He didn't say that to me though.
Not to you.
He's like, no, I'd love to have you on.
I said it to my wife. I said it to Rob. I said it to Soda.
And they all came and told me. And I was like, what the fuck's wrong with Bobby?
No, your show, the Beige Phillips Show, is killing it. On
Thank
Riot
you, brother.
Cast. Killing it. So there you go. Who else we got?
You got Monster Voice.
Hi.
He's back.
Hey.
More corporate.
Wow, that was a hell of a monster voice.
Right. He's more corporate Dan today.
I am. I'm just, you know, just enjoying it.
I can always tell when he has his hands clasped like a
I'm
fucking
concentrating
weird priest.
On not pooping.
Huh? Go take a shit, Dan.
But it's not ready to go yet.
You got to get a squatty potty in here, and then he could
do it. Oh, we need a studio squatty potty.
We already talked about it. They do have portable squatty potties.
They do.
Came out.
One squatty potty entered the conversation. It's no longer alpha males.
Alpha? Wait, I disagree.
I'm on
Robert's
side.
You raised my volume.
There.
It wasn't good. I knew what I was doing. It's better now. I knew what I was doing before. I saw you raise it.
No.
My mouth could not be any further on the fucking thing. It's
better.
I'm in it.
Listen, you're in it to win it. I know about you.
Like, you know what I love is you call me Monster Voice, but Brian really does have the voice of like a 68-year-old blues guitarist.
Yeah. I'll tell
you. Where he's like, I wrote this song.
It's like Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Yeah.
Like Tom Waits' cat.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Brian Scolaro is here.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
A friend for a long time.
I've known you for, what, 20 years?
A long time. Around 20 years, dude.
You know, you're the reason I'm in the cellar. Do you remember recommending me to the cellar?
I don't.
Yeah, in 1995, you recommended me downstairs.
Really?
And I got in on the first audition. It's all thanks to you.
Let me tell you something about this guy. He has one of the careers that I admire because he's a funny stand-up comic, kills it, hilarious.
Wow.
But then he goes and he books a fucking show all the time. And you'll also know him from the voice of FX.
Oh, on Louis, just Louis.
All right, which is the voice of FX.
Yeah, I guess pretty much.
Fucking Comedian's not really pulling it. No, I'm kidding. Comedian's a great show. But, no, I do like Comedian. but Louis is the fucking show. And you are the voice of Louis.
I know we're getting to these guys.
Yeah, this is what we do. We
want to say you're fucking great on the show.
Thank you,
The
buddy.
Episode where you're in prison, you're fucking great. You've become such a great actor.
Thanks, buddy.
It's
I appreciate
fucking
that.
Fucking reverse.
Well, I know. You're still a great actor. You've been on
but
how many shows have you been on?
I saw you were on the pilot of the cop show. No, the med show. The medics, you know.
Sirens.
The
Sirens. Sirens.
Yeah, you were on pilot. You were great.
With a Coke bottle in my asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys going to just start sucking each other's dicks in a second?
I hope so.
And now
that's why I showed up today.
That's why I came.
You're better. No, you're better. No, you are better.
But she gave me a goat.
What's that?
She gave me a goat, and I didn't know what to do with the goat. It was like a great scene.
It was a great scene. Yeah. I mean, you got to give Louis most of the credit because he writes all that shit.
He's not here.
Yeah, I know. No, but hang on. What's that? Louis!
You could fuck us up, but you didn't. You made it great.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. No, comics really can fuck up things. Your friends. Dude, I'm on this thing, and you watch it. You're like, oh, bleep. You know, you sit next to your chick, and she's just like, why would he do that? You know what I mean? Like, well, you know. Yeah. You ever see a comic friend of yours just suck at acting? You're like, aye. But the next time you see him, you're just like, hey, man.
Killed it.
Killed it.
You were on that show. I saw you on it.
Yeah, I saw you.
No, you look good, dude.
I saw you on this. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I watched most of it. It was great.
Speaking of...
yes, we have from the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast, Ralph Sutton.
Ralph Sutton.
Thank you so much.
Who looks like the guy who gets killed on every episode of Game of Thrones.
That's hilarious. He really
I'll
does.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
He does have a North of the Wall vibe.
Yeah. He really.
The Wilding.
Yeah. Yeah.
North of the Wall vibe is fucking great. He really does.
Montreda's our king.
The White Walkers are coming. We must join together.
I won't fight by a crow's side.
If you join them, I'll slice your throat while you sleep.
This crow's prettier than all of my wives.
I know Dante's eyeing his necklace.
Dante's, I like that. I want to take that
the ring. Yeah, the
he
ring
commented nice. This in the ring already. Yeah.
I want to take that necklace and make it a nose ring.
That watch is fucking insane. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Yeah, I close my eyes. I don't know who's talking.
It's crazy. It's like two of us in here. Right? It's
amazing. Wait, who said that?
And of course, we have my new favorite little
son, friend. Like a son, he like a like, Greek son.
Your little Greek dumpling.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I've
watching these two eat together. It's a special thing. It really is.
This kid,
yeah, you guys look like Station from Dude, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
We were in Boston. We had a great food at that place, and then we wanted to go get dairy food. Like we wanted to get desserts.
These the two were I love fucking the way he talks.
Dairy
they
food.
They had great food,
and we went to get dairy.
I've never heard it described as dairy food.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's basically different. When food comes from a cow, it's called dairy food.
Why was his mic on and mine not?
Everybody has problems, Brian.
Will you say the guy's name?
Stavros.
His name is Stavros.
Okay. Wow, that could be any more Greek.
And he
as Greek
is
as comes.
Halkios.
He is my new favorite. I have taken a liking to this kid. I swear to God, I almost like. Do I want to fuck him? I mean,
I am adorable.
So. You are fucking adorable.
He is adorable.
My thanks, wife guys. Fucking loves this kid. She goes, I like him a lot. I'm like, settle down.
Oh, great.
His eyes have like childlike wonder in them. He looks very innocent to
thank
me.
Thank you. Very innocent.
Yeah. It's the spaces between his teeth, his crooked glasses, his fucking male patterned baldness.
I'll tell you this. I guarantee, if he was out of breath and confused asking questions, it would just make me choke up a little bit. I just want to answer all of his questions.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Is everything going to be okay, Dan?
Oh, God, come here, buddy.
He's got a runny nose.
Oh,
that was a good touch.
Is everything going to be all right?
He's actually, but he's fat, but I don't consider him fat for some reason.
No, he's the way you look at the way you look like a D-end, where you're like, I don't think you're fat.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Still athletic.
D-end, I appreciate that very much.
I could have gone tackle.
You could have gone tackle. Most tackle.
I'm not a prick.
What a guy. Thank you, Dan.
We had the big barbecue at my house this weekend. It was a nightmare.
I saw Norton's video of it, which really made me fucking
so
laugh.
So fucking funny.
Dude, first off, thanks for the invite, man.
Oh. Here's the problem with the barbecue. Honest to God, this is the problem with the barbecue. Last year I had the barbecue.
Great.
And
sunny.
Somebody burned all the lavender bushes.
I didn't have lavender bushes last year.
Calling back to something we talked about off mic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, good podcast.
Thank you.
Good
podcast. What I'm here for.
Why don't you periscope that? Well, last year, what you invite people, and I have a shitty memory, and you start inviting people. Of course, I'm going to get Colin. Of course, I'm going to get, blah blah blah. And you invite, and all of a sudden, and as you bump into people, you're like, oh, forgot about them. No, I know you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I wasn't going to come anyway.
I understand.
I was just joking around.
No, I know, but this really happened. It's a fucking weird thing, and Patrice went through this before too, where he would just not invite people that even Colin. He didn't invite Colin the next year because he said no the first year.
Right. Yeah.
He's not coming anyways. And Colin got mad. They got into a fight about it.
That's true.
He was like, yo, I don't give a fuck if I say no every year. I deserve an invite.
Yeah.
You should call me or text me, and I should have the choice to say yes or no, even though I'm always going to say no. I'm not going to Jersey City Ghetto.
Yeah.
Okay, to have a barbecue in a fucking backyard, garage. But, I get that. So I tried, even this year. All the people that came to me and did what you did. But I know.
I swear to God, Bob.
No, I know. But a lot of people weren't. A lot of people were fucking hurt.
Oh.
And they came to me and said, hey, what the fuck? I invited them all this year. Mm. You know how many of them showed up?
Five.
Not one fucking cocksucker.
There you go. Well, now it's over. Now you can use the Patrice rule.
No, I can't because they actually
still get mad.
They gave me a text. Hey, sorry I couldn't make it. blah, 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 blah.
If they excuse themselves out, then you can invite them again. If they just don't show up, then they can say, go fuck themselves.
That's true.
But they all excuse themselves out.
But are you saying you had a party and nobody came? Is that what you're telling
us? No, I had a party and 50 people came, and I was fucked. Because, okay, here it is. It was nice day, nice day, nice day. Sunday, all week, was going to be shit. So I had the 10 people. I call them up. I was going to get a 30 by 20 tent, all set to go, around $500. At the last minute, Thursday, they say, we don't have that. We have a 40 by 30. And I go, how much is that? $1,000. I go, go fuck your mother. Wow. Go fuck yourself.
They do.
That might have been an overreaction.
Well, I didn't say it. I said it to my wife to tell it to them. She was on the phone. I go, tell them to go fuck themselves. Hang up. And she was like, she just hung up.
He says he's sick.
So I went to A&P, and for $29 a pop, I bought pop-up gazebos.
Okay.
And I put up 6 pop-up gazebos, and I made a fucking 40 by 30 tent.
So you had a wedding reception in your backyard.
Well, I duct taped them all together.
Okay.
So that the rain.
Very MacGyver.
Right. Duct taped them all together. Mm. I bought a beautiful $140 gazebo for under my rock garden fire pit. It was, every seat was covered. There was a chair for everybody, and every seat was covered from the rain. Mm. Everybody shows up. I got around $700, $800 worth of food. Okay?
Wow.
The sun's out around 2 o'clock. My neighbor comes up, Dolores, 67, 72, whatever the fuck. Bobby, I don't know who you know, but you must know somebody very big up there because the sun's out. So let's just pray that it stays that way.
Dolores, don't you fuck this up for me. Don't you put God in this, Dolores.
Oh, she fucked it up.
Dolores started rolling.
10 minutes later, it rained. I'm out. I got a fucking photo of me. I cooked for 3 hours in the rain.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was torrential fucking rain.
Yeah.
It was God rain. Yeah. It was fucking God rain.
Bobby, I don't know who you know up there, but they're going to like you for 10 minutes.
Weird. Dante said that?
That's too many guys. I can't get the joke.
It's like all me. The whole podcast is me.
I was going to go Red Band.
There's too much Red Band already.
I think he saw the excitement in my eyes and he jumped in.
So
a double dutch. I cut you in double dutch.
I'm what I am.
So it starts raining. It's fucking ridiculous. I got 50 people, and I can hear, and they're all comics, and they're the fucking meanest, funniest people in the world.
And they were trashing the shit out of you.
They were. I could just hear them. But I had to cook. I had to keep cooking. I just kept cooking. And I'm talking, rain is going down my asshole. I'm wet fucking head to toe.
Oh, but you're in hero mode at that point.
I'm in fuck. I have to. If I don't feed these fucking people, it's going south.
Heart's on fire. Yeah,
that's flipping steak tips. Fucking, of course. Stavros keeps coming by stealing fucking food off the grill.
But so adorably.
I can get mad at him.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Yeah. But the steak tips my belly hurts. No,
okay, Stavros. He's Kaiser Soze's you. And then he walks away and he's like, that fucking prick.
Piece of shit.
So I'm saying that everything's holding up. Everybody's under awnings. It's actually going great. Everybody's there. My manager, Jim Serpico, comes with his whole family. His wife's the best.
You don't even know your manager.
No, of course I do. And then, Meredith came. Chris Ellis came. I mean, it was fucking awesome. Huh? It wasn't a lot of great people. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the tents are home. All of a sudden, they hear whoosh. One of the fucking gazebos literally breaks. All the water just falls on Scopo's fucking ass.
me and Monroe is sitting there. We got the word. He got in the back, and I got all down my fucking legs. It was
and then
soaked.
All of a sudden, the gazebos just start fucking.
One after the other?
Yeah.
Dude, it was a nightmare.
And everyone was like, fuck that. We're going inside.
50 people in my living room.
That's great.
Except Bobby's still outside. Just looks like. He looked like an autistic kid whose thing was grilling. You know what I mean? Just like, I have to keep grilling.
Yeah.
He was like,
we
radiant.
Got
he
we
like,
got him off trains and we moved him to grilling.
It was like radio in the rain in the football game. That's a good one.
Wow, that was not. Oh my God. I mean, we could take a vote, I'm just going to assume.
Don't take a vote.
Here's the problem, because he made the joke that got a laugh, and you went, it's like, you just went detailed about it. It's like radio guy in the rain.
I had it first, and he beat me to it.
First of all, I want you to eat this and swallow it, shit it back out, and give it back to me. Washed. That's how bad that joke was.
Come with your steak tips.
You deserve. No, wrap that around the top of the microphone. I want everybody watching to see what a fuck. Dude, it's like radio. I wish we had replay. That's like a bad smell. I just want to smell it again.
I wish we had a squatty potty. Because then you could poop that bandana out a lot easier.
So here's the deal. It was fucking nuts. And then, of course, Ben and Jerry guys, I had them cater Sundays. Yeah, how great was that?
That was good, yeah.
Everybody's in my kitchen with Sundays, and there's a bunch of kids.
Dairy food?
Huh?
Yeah, dairy food.
Yes. Yeah. There was no fucking acidics. So it wound up being a blast. It wound up being fucking great.
I had a good time.
You didn't get invited. Next year, though, you get the invite.
I don't even live here. It's
I know.
Okay.
That's why you get the invite.
That's why I haven't seen you in 6 years. It's okay.
It was a fucking crazy, crazy day. But it was a blast. It was a fucking... Everybody had a good time. Everybody ate. Everybody left around 5:30 or so. The house. It was just me, Stavros, and my friend Joe. And all of a sudden, I look, and there's just these two black kids walking up my driveway in the rain. And fucking...
it was Chris Cotton, and Derek
Chris Cotton
Gaines.
And who?
Derek Gaines. Yeah, well, Chris called Monroe at like... 3 and yeah. It was like, you guys gonna be there? We're like, yeah, we're gonna be there. And then the rain just fucking fucked everything up.
They show up at the door. I go, look, this isn't a black fucking barbecue. I have a 2-year-old. It's over at 5:30. He goes to bed at 7. It's done.
So they just
no, of course I brought him in. Yeah, I
he brought
fed
him in,
like,
fed him like everything.
I fed him. Oh, they
after
ate,
he bitched at him and he fed him everything that
they
he could
have. I saw them last night. They were talking about how good the
they
food was.
They fucking ate 3 hamburgers each, 2 hot dogs. They were commenting that, yo, man, this is a good barbecue. You have front open hot dog buns.
Yeah. Instead
of opening up the side, they open up the top.
What? Split top hot dog buns.
Split tops.
Wait, that's a thing?
Oh, yeah. With black dudes.
A true sign of wealth is the split top.
So apparently.
I didn't know I was eating the Mercedes Benz of fucking hot dog buns all
my whole life.
Yeah. I thought polo lessons were normal.
Are you sure they weren't just holding the buns to the side the whole fucking life? Isn't it always the top? I'm so happy I got that one in. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
You just turn their wrist. You're like,
we're rich.
And then they started eating the cake. Now we had the Colin Quinn cake, and then we had Max's cake. Max's cake was a double decker, yellow. With chocolate frosting.
Why
cake.
Two separate cakes?
Well, one, Colin's birthday. He's a different human being, and my son is Max, and he's a different human being.
I know, but it's odd that you have two separate cakes. I didn't realize it was.
I didn't want to have two, like, mush cakes together.
I didn't know there was both their birthdays. That's what it was.
Colin, like. You're this.
I love that he slammed them just for not knowing that they were two birthdays. That's
sorry for not
awesome.
Knowing they're everyone's birthdays.
No, I said that.
Like,
didn't
you
I
idiot.
I know, I said it was Colin's birthday. I said we had Colin's cake, Colin's birthday, and we actually have a cake for Amy because it was Amy's birthday, too.
Wasn't Nikki Glaser's birthday the same day?
Yeah, but I'm not as close with her.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I don't fucking know. Yeah. So, anyways, they're eating. Max's cake is way better. It's fucking. It's a double decker. It's just a better cake. They're eating that thing like it's fucking popcorn. And I said, listen, stop with the cake. You're taking Colin. Eat Colin's fucking cake. You don't eat. That's my son's cake. But they were fucking great. They actually left. They said they're going to get me an award in the black community for feeding black children.
Great. NAACP is going to acknowledge you.
They ate a lot of food, dude. Yeah. And then they left. I gave them trays, huge, like 2 plates each. And I go, grab a couple sodas. And they did. They grabbed 3 each. It's
good
like, do you guys do spots? Do you get spot money? What the fuck? No, but they fucking left. And then it was a great party, even though the rain happened. But it was fucking nuts. It was a nut fucking day.
I absolutely hate throwing parties. I don't know why you do it. Is you have to clean up. You have to get all the
it's
food.
No fun for you.
Nobody ever says thank you. You're always like, oh shit, someone's gonna spill something.
Yeah, but it was his son's birthday. That's a different thing.
Well, it's more than that. It's you know. I'll tell you why. Patrice used to throw these parties every year.
Awesome.
Barbecues, and we all went, and it was our way of staying together as friends. Okay, here's comedy, and we show here, blah, 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 but let's go and do normal shit together, okay? We can't go to Brazil anymore and bang hookers because, you know, some of us are married with children, so let's just go to a barbecue, hang out as human beings and real friends and, you know, mix and mingle, and that's what we did, and Keith called me up a couple years ago when I got a house and said, when's the fucking barbecue, you motherfucker? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I get it. And that's why I throw a couple, at least two barbecues a year for all of us comics to get together and just hang out and be fucking human beings for a little bit instead of having to just see each other at the clubs or all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I just think it's a very thankless position to be the party host.
Well, you're right, but I kind of like it. I don't mind cooking for everybody. Mm. There's this fucking maternal instinct I have that I kind of like taking care of my friends, and you know, I didn't mind cooking. I literally cooked for 3 hours straight. But you're right. Next year, we're hiring a maid to come in at the end of the party around 7-8 o'clock. So we're gonna get a maid and a whole crew to come in and clean up. Hey, so Rob, my wife isn't cleaning.
Rob, can I borrow $500?
Hang on a second.
I think your dudes apparently are doing great.
That was $120 for a
buying
maid.
Buying gazebos, maids.
They were $120. I didn't spend $1,000. Bobby, I don't have money.
Two cakes.
Yeah, Bobby's the gazebo king of fucking Westchester.
If anybody wants a gazebo, let me know. Yeah. I got six. I swear to God, I'm giving gazebos.
When did they go from tent to gazebo? Like, why did you make that switch? You bought them as tents and then you made them gazebos.
No, I was gonna get a tent.
They had 10 people.
But what quantifies gazebo over tent?
A tent, that's a good question. I mean, it's a weird question.
I don't know. Just because you made the differentiation.
What are you, fucking nuts? Why do you need this? What makes the difference between a tent and a gazebo?
You said you bought four tents and you made a gazebo.
No. I said I bought four gazebos and made a tent.
It sounds even worse.
It's not. A gazebo is like a 10 by 10.
It's just a
pop-up little... It's no walls, nothing.
The walls, I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
No walls. A tent has walls. Yeah. But a tent could still be... No, this no, tent's that a wall. Wall.
A tent holds the water away. Gazebo does not.
Dude, I like that Ralph was almost cross-examining.
I just like to know. I like to get information.
I just want to say something. This is why I know people just don't like Scopo. That was a great joke, and this beautiful man who's here for the first time laughed hysterically at his joke, and we didn't even hear it. we don't even listen to Scopo. That was a great joke, Scopo. You can take the bandana off on that one.
I'll keep it until
someone throws a stinker out.
Give it up, Scopo.
Go fuck yourselves. I don't need
Scopo,
this.
Scopo, made
fuck yourself.
Scopo.
I'm going to catch the replay.
That's like doing it. That's like doing a check spot. And everyone's like, "All right, you can do it, buddy. Come on.
Oh, well, you got it. Well, you deserve it back. There you go. Yeah. Keep it." Fucking shitty analogies. That's like doing it. Jesus. Anyways, yeah. So where were we before we got interrupted by MythBusters?
That's what I'm here for, gentlemen.
What's the difference between? Well, we tested it. Go ahead. What's up?
I was just gonna say, you were talking about Colin and arguing with Patrice over the invite.
Yeah.
I used to like nothing more than watching the two of them argue. They were great arguers.
Really?
I know Colin's still alive.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is with Patrice, he was a fantastic arguer. I saw them debate for an hour and a half of what was better, Sanford and Son or All in the Family.
Those arguments.
It was a great debate.
Yeah.
But this was a real one, you're saying.
Well, what with them? No, that was a real argument. His feelings were hurt, man.
Oh.
You know, I get it though. You know, I understand it. When you don't get invited to something, mm-hmm. especially where you think you're friends with somebody for a second, and you don't get the invite, it fucking hurts. You're like, what the fuck did I do? And it, with me, and I learned that like you just forget. But there is a point financially where you have to say, look, I can't buy 107 hot dogs and 107 hamburgers because you don't know how much somebody's going to eat. I kind of did it better this year. You know what I mean? But the year before, I had way too much food. This year, I kind of had the just right amount. But
how old is your kid now?
Patricia, I spent $1,000 on food.
Oh.
For a fucking barbecue. Now, if fucking nobody shows up, I'm fucked.
Right.
If everybody shows up, you know, it's good.
I did it 2 years ago for New Year's. I spent almost $2,000 on a party, had about 20 people in my house.
Yeah.
Everybody said it was the best party they ever had in their lives. I was fucking miserable. I'm never doing it again. People spilled shit on my couch. People broke shit. Yeah. I never want to do that again. I don't see the enjoyment of that at all.
Yeah, well, you got to stop inviting fucking metal bands to parties. I invited fucking comics. We're boring. All we did was try to fucking smash each other. That's all they did was just smash each other and eat food and then keep got drunk. We had to worry about one black guy spilling wine on my floor.
Well, yeah, two black guys show up late.
Yeah, it was a good time. They were smashing everybody, though. Jesus Christ. I'm glad I was cooking. Because it, you could just hear the laughter coming from the fucking underneath the good gazebo.
Or the tent.
The tent. So anyways, yeah, it, I get it, though. Your feelings get hurt. I mean, look, man, I remember when I... Anything kind of fucks you. I remember when I did the Moon Tower Festival. And they didn't put my fucking name on the poster. And you show up and you look and your name's nowhere on... It's like, what the fuck? What, I'm closing every show. And my fucking name's not on the poster? You're like, I mean, it's kind, it sounds trivial. Like, ah, who gives a fuck? Shut your face. But it's not. It's like, why the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to be Ann Moore.
I host this rock cruise every year called Shiprocked, and I know Soda loves to make fun of it also with Limp Bizkit on a...
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah, it's hepatitis on the ocean.
And we had Fred Durst do the announcements on the
boat
for the lead singer Limp Bizkit.
What's that? What is that?
It's a rock band.
From when?
Will Durst.
The 90s?
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I Keep the Faith. Yeah, one of the greatest songs ever fucking remade.
It's actually Faith, not Keep the Faith. Yeah, but
No, I was talking about the George Michael version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of the greatest songs. It's both called Faith.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. So
I was just trying to get out of it. He literally
announced... He announced every single thing that was happening on the boat for the whole week on the microphone. The only thing he didn't mention was the SDR show being on the boat.
Really?
Like on for 4,000 people heard every single announcement. But then we feel like shit. You feel like we not matter.
Yes.
You know, like what the fuck? We're here every night.
When I did the brouhaha with Cowhead, I mean, it's his fucking show that's promoting it. They fucking didn't have a dressing room for him and the band. He has a fucking band, the Pitbull Toddler.
Yeah.
And they're playing after in the lobby, and they're promoting it on the fucking number one morning show for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever, a month. And they walked in. They go, "Who are you?" It's like. He's like, "I'm fucking Mike. Are you fucking out of your mind? How do you not, you know, let that get under your skin?"
But it's not personal, though.
It's personal.
But
my therapist said it's not personal.
That's what I was, that was the point.
I know what you were doing. I wish. I'm so glad my therapist isn't your size.
Dude, if Alan was that, I would be.
I'd be like, "No, you're right."
First
you're
off,
right.
I wouldn't.
My wife's not a cunt.
I wouldn't have worked through any issues. I'd be like, "Yeah, whatever."
My wife's never passive aggressive. Yeah. She's not a bitch. I'm going to go home right now and make love to her. I'm going to eat her pussy and go, "It's not my sister. It's not my sister." Oh, how you doing? Sorry. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. it just sucks getting when you do something, you want to fucking, especially in comedy, you want to feel good about it.
Right.
Why the fuck does everybody get to feel good except for you sometimes? You know, and it's just a matter of fucking, hey, put his name on the poster. I don't give a fuck.
What about what it's spelled wrong? Does that piss you off as much, too? It's got to be really fucking annoying.
It's ridiculous that would happen. Because here's the thing. If that would bother me 100 years ago when they have literally put type, you know, get a letter and and then gunk, gunk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on a computer.
When
it's
it was engraving.
Digital.
Yeah,
exactly.
I walk into every situation now assuming it's going to be absolutely horrible. And then I leave very happy.
Really?
Yeah, I always go any event that you assume something's going to fucking happen.
I'm like, oh, they're going to give me a who's 200 pounds heavier than me, so I can't do my fat jokes. I'm sure that's going to happen. His name's going to be bigger. My mic's going to be broken. Nobody's going to show up. And then everything turns out fine, and I go, "Hey, that was good." Usually that's kind of shit that happens.
That's the best philosophy.
It's a psychotic philosophy.
I was half joking.
I'm completely serious. You put the bar so low, you can step over it.
You've done that with your career.
Whole thing.
And it's worked.
I am blown away that I'm here right now.
I know what you're saying, but there's a point. No. I know what you're saying. Yeah. You joke around, but there is a point where you're like, you know, it's too. I think we're a bunch of people pleasers. At least I am, because you feel bad.
Yeah.
When they get it wrong, and then they try to get it right, and then I'm like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I mean. You just shut your mouth and say, "It's all right, whatever. I'll let my comedy do the talking." Yeah, I'm 25 years in. I am pretty sure it's not going to, what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
My comedy's going to do. What the fuck? What are you going to do?
About 20 years ago, James Earl Jones was given an award for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah,
and on it said to James Earl Ray, the guy that killed
Jesus
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And they gave it to him on stage. And that's when they noticed that the award was spelled wrong.
And then he flipped the fuck out.
But there was
like,
a fucking
bitches.
White supremacist.
I'm sure there was a white supremacist behind that.
Literally, way back in the crowd going like this.
Goddamn crackers.
That is a great prank, though. I mean, it's racist as shit, but that's
That's fucked up.
That's not an accident. Somebody intentionally.
Somebody did it, I'm sure. Yeah. Somebody,
No, there's no, way you fuck that.
They're like, ah, why did we pick the Confederacy fucking plaque building company? I don't know.
Wow.
That was wordy. That was
Confederacy.
I mean, listen.
I was with you, though.
You have such a, You have such a tight window to say any words on here.
What's that?
There's 47 people
here.
Before
the fucking avalanche of words come out, you got to get it in quick.
I think we're doing fine.
We're doing all right.
I think we're doing good.
But I stumbled a little bit because it's like, go.
I don't think so.
I think so. I absolutely think so.
Everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Do not blame your fucking flub. Wait, the fucking amount of people. Everybody in here is doing very well.
I absolutely will.
On not talking 100%. Over each other. I don't think so.
100%.
Can you fix the strings on your hoodie, please? They're bugging me.
Never.
That's actually what I wanted.
Good.
Reverse psychology.
You wanted stroke hoodie?
Anyways, your podcast is Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll.
Yes.
And is what is it about? I don't know too much about it.
Really? What's about those three things? What three things do you talk about? Well, I'll, really quickly, I do it with Jay Oakerson, who I love.
Boo. And No, I'm kidding. Did Jay get his hair cut?
Yeah. Last night we periscoped the debut last night.
Okay, why did he get his hair cut?
He said it's just time.
It looked ratty, I think. You know, it was too long.
So he's back to hip-hop Jay?
He looks like he was like, someone tweeted that he looked like a lead singer in a lesbian band or something.
Well, nobody knows this, but Jay was really into fucking rap at one point, and he had a hip hop hairdo, and he wore hip hop clothes, and
his promo picture with Kevin Hart has super short hair.
Well, no, he used to dress like
big pants.
Yeah, big pants. Yeah, he used to have the fade,
high top fade.
Awesome.
Three cuts in the eyebrow, trying to wild out.
Yeah, he tried to. He was really fucking hip hop back in the day.
That's
and
funny.
now he's metal, but now he's finding himself.
He's finding his roots. He's going back to his roots.
I hope. Well, at least now one mitten's going to come off.
You know, it's so hard as a fat comic that I don't want people to make fun of my weight, but yet when a good fat joke comes along about another fat comic, I want to say it, but then I feel bad because I feel like I'm turning on my fat brethren.
You're not.
But you said he used to have big pants, and well, come on. Doesn't he still
have big pants.
That was worth it.
All right. Oh, jeez.
So we interview rock stars.
Never even met you, dude. I'll tell you the truth. When I fucking walked in here, I was like, I hope I'm not sitting next to that guy. And look
what happened.
It was like a homeless subway smell when he came up the stairs.
I want to see
something.
I
want to sit next to that guy.
Hang on.
Ryan is going at him.
I don't even fucking know him. I don't even fucking know you.
Fuck you, Ralph.
That's all right. Fuck me all day. I don't care, man.
Hang on 1 second. This is why I love Brian Scalaro.
He's so mad.
Listen to me. That's why I love Brian Scalaro. Brian Scalaro. I had lunch with Lenny Marcus today, and he told me just a beautiful Brian Scalaro story.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, with the...
I vomited on ecstasy?
No. Not that one. He told me, I told him I love Brian because he doesn't take shit. There's no filter. There's no, let me go talk to someone. It's fucking right then and there. As it happens, it goes in his ear and it comes out his fucking mouth. And that's why I love Brian. Okay? And he told me the time you were at the Nebraska Comedy Festival.
Yeah. He wasn't there with me, but we spoke about it.
He said you called him.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Tell me what happened.
I don't want to talk bad, but it's just like when it's... they were like, you want to do this competition? I go, I don't do competitions. And then he said, I promise you it's fair. I was like, you swear to God it's fair? So he's, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll come. And then I go, and me and like several other people kill.
Right.
But it's got to be one white guy, one black guy, one girl. Each fucking competition had to end with, I was like, what are the chances that each group wound up with one white guy, one black guy, one girl?
Yeah.
So then I was pretty pissed. I called up Lenny. He was like, yeah, it's fake.
Yeah.
Because I was promised it was real.
You were fucking flipping. You were mad as fuck.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was the next year $1,000 to get to the next round. And Bob Biggerstaff did well. He should have advanced.
I fucking love Brian. Like, as soon as he fucking snapped on him and just kind of dismissed him.
I didn't
him,
fucking know him.
You can see, I don't know him. And he's just loading up the gun. Bang, 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 bang. Just start letting off on him one after the other. Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. I even forget what he did. What did he do again?
He just started going at him.
He was insane,
just
about six.
He rattled off like
six things.
Yeah, he was like,
I'm just saying.
I don't even fucking know you.
I know him. I know him. I know him.
But it was like he tripped like a wire, and he's like, he's on the premises. If he was like, if Brian was an old man in Mississippi and someone came on his lawn, they'd be dead. They'd just be dead. Brian's got like
that.
There's a no trespassing sign on the lawn. You don't trespass. Yeah,
right. He'd pop three shots off and then go, I don't even know this fucker. And then pop, 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 pop. I don't even fucking know this guy.
Brian has a bunch of balls in his backyard from kids in the neighborhood. You ain't getting this back.
You guys are getting this 15-minute rant from one fucking sentence. You've got my personality down.
We're called comedians. That's kind of what we do.
Well, the four. The rest of the podcast shows,
Oh, shit, man. All right, so did we squash this between you two?
I just, it's nonsense.
I am going to keep it alive in my first impression. I'm saying first impressions matter.
Go on.
So even when me and you are at Big J's funeral in 5 minutes, I'm going to say, fuck that guy. I'll be shaking your hand. And then I'll just say to my date, fuck that guy.
and totally justified. Totally justified.
And I'm going to be there like, do you know what the history is between them? I'm like, I think Brian made a pants joke. Ralph didn't like it.
And I'll be like, I was there. I was there when it happened.
No. What happened was.
we're talking about Jay's haircut. Ironically, it was about Jay.
That's karma, though. That's karma. I didn't want to make fun of another fat comic. Look what happened.
Next time, go with it, Brian. Just go with it, Brian.
I went late.
There is a fat. I said this on stage the other night, and I got a hot one. But I said it. It's like black guys with OJ. Fat guys with fat guys.
We stick by each other.
Yeah, we do. It's true. I have that joke about fat riot cops, and I look for the fat guy in the news, tragedies, like the tsunami. I remember I could see the fucking skinny guys in the trees, and there's always that fat guy holding on to two Honda bumpers, just, you know what I mean, with like every cat in the neighborhood on his fucking head, and it's like, fuck, nobody can help him because he's too big, you know, they just gotta let him fucking die.
I do get angry at fat people, though, and I do, when I'm by myself in the car, and there's a fat guy taking forever, I'm like, he's crossing the street, I'm like, get out of the way, you fat fuck.
Really?
Or if I'm staring at a girl in a supermarket creepily from like 3 feet away, 3 hours away, just looking at her, and a fat guy just happens to step in between us to block my view. I go, you fat fuck.
Right.
Like, I still do it. Yeah. About other fat people, despite the fucking fat.
I feel bad. I always feel bad for fat people. And I'm not just talking obese motherfuckers. I'm talking, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. I mean, like, not in shape people.
You look like you lost weight.
No. I'm fucked with the weight.
Why?
Because I was on a tear for 3 weeks, going to the gym, working out, no sugar, no grains. I went back to Boston to do the show, and I hung out with this fucking Slovaki.
I tapped out.
I think everyone tries to go too gung-ho. You go in 100%, like, know this, know that, and you can't keep that up. You just got to cut one or two things out. I lost 11 pounds in the past month just by, like, stopping to eat bread.
I agree with you. I don't really get too crazy, like I'm on a diet. I just try to cut the sugars and the grains out. And then when I fuck up, I fuck up. But there's a difference between what I did. When we went back to Boston, and since then, I've been on a binge.
Yeah.
I've been drugging it out, dude. There's no need for me to have a half a cake.
You know, was it a double-decker good cake?
It was Colin Quinn cake. Okay. Yeah, and last night, I'm like, I'm hungry.
Took half of it down, huh?
I just went and got Chinese food. You know what I mean? It was dumb.
Are you like, if you get the taste that you're good, or you just you go all in?
Do you get shark eyes? Like the sugar? Or you're just fucking...
As soon as when I go to bite the cake, they roll back so I don't hurt them.
Oh, fuck, that image is going to make me laugh for weeks. Bobby gets shark eyes. You ever seen it? Black eyes. Like a doll's eyes. He gets to thrive.
Russian. You only see the white of his teeth.
I think there's a certain point that I accept my fatness. Yeah. Someone sent me a picture of me. My actual friend, my great friend Joe Iannetti from Boston, who just survived cancer this last year, thank God.
What are you, an Italian grandma? Why do you bring up why do you bring up bad shit when you talk about people? My friend is my friend Estelle, whose son just died. Anyways, we were at Kmart together.
You're right. I just, but I
brought up fucking nothing. It just made me bummed out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a fun Italian name we can make fun of.
Can I have a speaking of cancer? I do want to bring this up.
Oh, okay.
No, because it helped me out today. It really did. It helped me out actually three times in the last day and a half. Mm-hmm. It's on my Facebook page. It's on the You Know What Dude page. Mm-hmm. I was going through my Facebook home feed, whatever the fuck it is, people I follow, and I saw Jim Brewer.
I saw
things you shouldn't say to your wife if she's going through chemo. He put a video up. His wife is didn't show her, but it's Jim.
She's going through chemo?
She has cancer.
I didn't know that.
So... He and you know, and
his dad
died.
Jesus his
sister,
Christ.
And now, you know, jeez. But he's in the room. Let me tell you something about this guy. I'm not great friends with Jim. I know him. He's been very nice to me over the years. And we all know how funny he is. But I'll tell you how fucking truly funny this guy is. And this is I'm talking a comic through and through, born to be, and there's nothing you can say about it. This guy's sitting in the bed with his wife, who's going through chemo right then, and he says things. You know, he's laughing with his wife, and he does a video. Now he doesn't have to share this with the world. Mm-hmm. It's a very private moment. And he says things you shouldn't say to your wife when she's going through chemo, and he's like, "Are you done yet?" You know what I mean? And he starts, and then he's laughing, but she's laughing hysterically.
Yeah,
in the background. And he just keeps going. It's like the game's on. You know what I mean? And it's hilariously funny. You know, Jim's laugh is contagious, too. It was one of the greatest things ever to see a guy making his wife, you know what I mean? And that fight, you could sit there and sulk and be sad and cry and not talk to anybody, not do any social, nothing. And everybody would be okay with that. But he is in that moment fucking being himself and his wife, and they're fucking laughing and loving each other and giggling. And I thought about that three times. Shit has happened to me, the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Gives a fuck. Fuck it. Fuck it. You know, so I just want to say, you know, thoughts and prayers are out to his family, his wife.
He's had a rough 5 years.
And that is really just made me laugh and cry a little.
I think that's what it comes down. A lot of comics, it's our self-defense mechanism. So when shit starts getting fucking real bad, that's what you lean on. That's how you fucking survive a lot of this shit. Every comic you know, there's always like one story where you're like, fuck, you went through that?
But it reminds me, you know what it made me feel? Is it reminded me that the reason why our chicks love us is because of that.
Yeah, she probably had the best laugh she's had in God knows how long, and he brought that to her.
Right.
And laughter helps you fucking feel better. There's no denying that.
Ah, fuck yeah.
When I was a kid, my mother said to me that everyone goes through shit, and it's how you handle it that defines you.
Right.
And that right there is showing how you take shit and make something good out of it.
Right. Yeah, Brian doesn't believe.
Brian doesn't believe shit.
No,
I was gonna say as a joke that wasn't worth it.
I would like that. I would like that.
I know, but
we're still enemies, so you can't say it.
But I want to make up.
It's working. This is almost like this
Brian
is like
a is struggling.
We should get two. fingerless mittens and have them wear one each.
I really, this is like the Baltimore riots when the Crips and the Bloods came together.
God, after so long, the feud's finally Brian's over.
We have classic rock and metal rock.
Oh, God.
I love Brian so much. I'm just watching him struggle with not liking him.
I want to move on, but I was just like, it was weird. Can we draw
you
to attention?
That
it was a weird thing.
I don't know him.
Like, if Dan said it, I would have been like, oh, okay, Dan said it. Rob said it, I would have expected it. But I didn't even fucking. No, I'm saying because I've known you for 20 years. I've never even fucking met this guy.
I don't even know you, you piece of shit.
You know how many bad jokes you had in the beginning? I was just quiet with
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying. But you guys are pushing it.
You know what's funny?
You fucking. Fuck, Brian.
And we're back to
sorry.
We're back to being enemies.
I don't want to be enemies.
You know when you have to give yourself pep talks to be like, I'm going to be more assertive. I'm going to be more honest. I'm going to look in the mirror and be like, be Brian Scalaro. Be Brian.
Because you're good enough. And you're smart enough.
I'm going to Stuart Smalley myself by being like, fucking honesty.
Go out of the fucking side profile for Christ's sake. I told you I don't like the fuck. Right there. That's the only shot of me ever, Deepu.
Sorry, Bobby.
Cocksucking Deepu has a side, literally, my fat and my legs going up side.
Where's that evening camera, though?
I think he does the fucking lighting to show more fat than there is.
He's doing the Alfred Hitchcock profile.
Fucking Christ.
Good evening.
I looked over at the monitor. Who the fuck is that fat fuck? It's me.
Where is that camera, though?
It's right, right over there.
Oh, okay.
No more side camera.
You let Louis shoot you from the side?
You're not anything like Louis.
That's true.
My show is not as successful as that. If this show had that many viewers, I'd do this naked. Louis, actually, I invited him to the barbecue.
Right.
And I wasn't expecting.
No, he wouldn't come. I can't picture him going because of the family.
Yeah. Did you tell him you had top loaded Frank buns? He might have showed up.
Top loaded?
Listen, look, we're all nervous now that someone's going to attack someone for a bad joke, and I want that to move on.
No, he texted me and said, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I was out of my island. And hilarious. I said, no, it was a good time. And I sent him a video. There was a video of Morgan Murphy made of Colin Quinn playing cornhole, throwing the thing and literally making the shot. Here comes the sun with that song playing. Right. And then I had a video of Norton going, it's just pouring, raining out. Everybody's under the fucking gazebo, which is similar to a tent.
I thought it was dope. That's what I thought.
And he goes, Bob's party is what?
God damn, it made me laugh.
Yeah, I put them two together.
He goes, Bob's party's bumming everyone out.
Yeah.
Fucking made me laugh. I was in the airport and I was like, God bless Jim Norton. That really fucking made me laugh. Because at first I was like, okay, it's cornhole, I get it. And then it's just him upset and there's rain coming down from a fucking circus tent. And he's like, Bob's party's upset and everything. It's like Jim's sourpuss face. Yeah.
I know, Jim really does look like a fucking baby snake that just broke out of an egg.
God damn. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I sent him that. It was cool to, at least he responded, which was nice. Amy couldn't come. She was too busy winning a Peabody Award.
Peabody?
I believe, right? And a People's Choice, something else, too. She went, too.
It's fucking amazing. She's got a movie coming out. You know how fucking hard that is for anybody to do now?
Yeah. Not a movie coming out. She has a movie coming out with Jed Apatow.
Yeah, she got summer.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's going
to
be.
Oh, the movie, I heard, is going to be insane.
Everyone I've talked to that's seen it, it's like, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and the show this year, Amy's show this year.
It's funny as shit.
I don't know, it was so poignant, and I know it dealt with all women's issues, and it dealt with her, you know, fat issues, all this, but it was really well, parceled out, you know, it wasn't too heavy on either, it was so funny, too, you know what I mean?
This was the funniest season.
I think it was the funniest season ever, and one of the funniest seasons of any show I've watched in a long time.
Well, I think the good thing is, yeah, there is a point to it, but you don't feel like the point's being shoved on you.
You're trying to say, and I was hoping someone would cut me off.
I'll come in.
But apparently
I'll come in and clean this. I'll do punch up on your fucking explanation.
You said not to speak over each other.
I know. Unless one to do so will help one of us. I said the word parcel. Yeah.
The way it was parceled and
I was busy Googling parcel. I couldn't help you out.
The way it was smorgasborded together.
Holy shit. I was fucking stammering.
Does parcel mean what I don't think
it
means?
Dude, you sounded like a guy in court trying to defend himself. You're like, well, the apparatus was used incorrectly.
I would like to defend myself, Your Honor.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, it... it was... This season was great. I really, and she won a bunch of awards. And yes, she is going to be massive.
Yeah,
so.
I think so too.
It's the time of the rock star comedian right now. You know, I think around 8 years ago, even for I think of all of comedy, there's only been one or two guys at the same time, maybe one,
yeah.
Never really two, but now there's around four or five guys, and now I think Amy's going to be one of those people who is just selling the fucking arena.
But look already. How many people have done. I mean, Madison Square Garden. If you were able to sell out, I mean, it's incredible to sell out Madison Square Garden.
At first, it was just what
there was
Dice,
Dice Carlin,
like
Carlin.
That was the shit.
Dice, and then Rock, Dice. Rock Carlin. Later,
well,
and then
Steve, what's, can't Steve, forget Steve Martin.
Steve Martin,
yeah.
First.
Didn't Carlin sell it out too?
Well, but yeah, but I'm saying like in this year alone,
slow down, Dan.
It's been Louis, Aziz,
yep.
Gaffigan,
yep,
Kev,
like Little Kev. Bill Burr was there. I mean, it's like, you're yeah. right. There are like, there's like there's 10 people that are fucking really.
I mean, rock stars. I mean, comedy, yeah. Comics stars. Are becoming rock stars. I mean, we're talking, you can't get a single guy to sell out the fucking, to do a tour like Louis did or Aziz did or Russell Peters did.
Oh, yeah.
There's most bands can't fucking sell that many tickets.
Not anymore, anyway.
Not anymore.
Burr did what, 19 shows at the Wilbur?
Yeah. Well, that's one arena show.
But that's still like, that's insane to that's go insane. That many it's, fucking, that
I mean, he. Well, what that shows you is that Burr could sell out an arena.
Yeah.
He could have just done one show or maybe two at the Garden if he wanted to.
Yeah. I think social media, podcasting, all that made that big difference because you're now constantly in front of people that you probably wouldn't be in front of. Before.
You have such a fucking great voice.
Thank
dude.
You.
Wow, it's just soothing.
Yeah.
And not that's, for him, though. It grates on him like you wouldn't believe.
No, it doesn't. It's
fine. Just slightly effeminate, but sorry. Right. No, I feel like
we haven't learned anything. We learned not to fuck with Ryan Scalaro.
I'll tell you this. Jesus Christ.
I'll never fuck with Ryan
Scalaro.
I'm
walking out of this podcast like that badass motherfucker. I'm not fucking with him.
I'm telling you. Brian fucking.
I used to like to smoke weed.
I'm sorry. Let's move on.
It's funny how it didn't bother me at all.
I know. I'm glad.
No, but it's just funny because I fucking love Brian. Like, I watch Brian do stand-up.
Well,
he always makes me laugh.
Right.
And he's such a nice guy. And just to see him just ripping at him.
I'm sorry.
Everyone.
No. First of all, I don't like following you. You're fucking too strong.
Thank you.
Now.
Brian, please.
No, I came back.
I don't need you to lie.
No, when I came back. I haven't seen Dante since the beginning when he was starting.
Yeah, right.
And then to see him perform at Stand Up New York, he was definitely
better.
He was incredible.
He's better. I can see it. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just two big dogs are just going to shit on me?
No, Bob, you're great.
I'll
you're,
bite your
no,
neck.
No, you're good. You're good. If I could find yours, I'd do it.
Touché.
I'm sorry. How's your quads?
It's getting better.
Are they getting better?
And you helped me. I wanted to say, I called you up to say thanks because you shouted me out on the fucking podcast a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I texted me when I texted you.
Yes, sir.
And you made me, I don't know who was here, but he made me kind of do that thing where you said to release things and release anger.
Yeah.
And so now I don't care. I don't care that Will steals jokes. It doesn't bother me at all.
Jesus Christ.
Dante. No, I just want to say I'm over it.
Dante.
It's fine that he just steals jokes randomly. And I'm okay with it. And I'm okay with it because of you.
Who are we talking about? I don't know.
Will Sylvans.
Why is my show TMZ all of a
sudden? I just want to say.
I feel like Harvey Levine.
You helped me.
Should I hold this?
I'm trying to say how you helped me. You helped me get past it.
You got a
so
dog.
Now,
hang on, go ahead.
No matter what,
all right.
Somebody steals from somebody else, I'm fine with it.
All right, go ahead. What were you saying?
You need to Don King this. You need to turn it into a major mega episode.
Yeah, you know what you could do? We could open as the opening file.
I want to let it go. I want to let it go.
You could do a whole friction podcast, and I will be nowhere near there because I'm sackless.
I'm going to get Louis J and the two girls.
Yeah.
Actually, hang on one second. Hang on.
Louis J and all the girls.
I'm going to get Louis J and any girl.
No, but get those two girls.
And I'll get Joe DeRosa and Kathy.
Oh, man. But if you could build up, I'm telling you, you could be the next Don King, the super podcast. I wouldn't want to see that.
I'm just waiting for you to do good Don King.
I'm not going to.
Why?
Because I'm so excited about this business opportunity.
Listen, man.
You're just getting real.
The merchandising sales alone.
I'm going to get T-shirts made.
I love Will. I love Will. Okay? Listen to me. Let me finish.
I don't fucking care what whether you love him, he's a thief.
Now can you hear
so
the now,
stop.
Can you hear him now?
Stop. Now I hear it. Now you know what's funny is that I, up until that moment, I was like, that's the worst impression ever.
I don't care.
But now it's right in the pocket.
I don't care. You love him. I don't care.
I don't fucking care if you love him. He's a thief. He does the one thing you can't do as a comic.
Listen, here's the thing.
Come on, Brian. Jump in here. I know how you feel about it.
Well, I've never seen Will. I've never seen anything.
I don't have the evidence to actually sit here
but
and
listen,
go, you're right.
Oh, God.
And I don't it's know. Great. This is great because it's like a black guy talking to three cops. Like, listen, buddy, I didn't see nothing that he did. I can't fucking have you.
Here's what I'm saying.
I can't arrest you, buddy.
And you don't have the evidence, but when he came on, not once did he deny it. Not once.
We didn't talk
now,
about
if
it.
I came up, I heard, I was listening. You said, what about the stealing? It's like if I go, hey, don't you fuck kids? The first thing you go is, no, I don't fuck kids.
Wow.
That's like Colin Quinn's joke.
Uncle.
The first thing you do is deny it.
Okay,
if
hang
you go,
on a second. All right. Stop. All right, we get it. Stop preaching. This isn't the Beige fucking cop show. Listen, or whatever the fucking name of your show is. No, yeah, man, look at
the Beige fucking cop show.
Listen to me, Dante.
It just rolls right off the tongue.
You know, somebody just fucking bought that. Listen, Dante, I will have you on the show with Will.
It'll never happen.
You're out of your mind. He'll come on.
He won't.
I'm going to put you in another room, but I'm going
to
have
you. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to fucking.
I
want to
put you behind plexiglass. Have you run into it and smash it.
Which is the only joke that he ever wrote.
What?
No, but I feel like I want to say, and this is going to sound weird compared to what we were talking about before, but it has to do with it. Yeah. That I think the reason why I reacted so badly and has to go with stuff like this is I hate when comics attack each other publicly. I don't like it. Feel like if we're all here and we know each other, that's fine, or at the table downstairs. But it's like, even if you, I've never seen him steal a joke, but it's like, I can imagine. If I heard that conversation about me on a podcast, I'd be
there's a
bouncing
mob,
off
there's
the
a
walls.
Mob, there's a mob code we have. There's a little mob mentality as comics where it's like, okay, I'm somewhere, they're trashing a comic that I know, and if I don't, I'm not going to fucking sit there and get into that.
Yeah.
You know, even when you don't like the guy, there's still, look, we don't do that.
But I understand.
You know what I mean? But I get what you're saying. Good for you. But unless Will's here or defend himself, I can't sit here and say,
I don't expect you to say fuck Will Silvins. You don't know it. It's not.
Yeah,
well,
I'm also not the comic. I don't like to be. I don't have time in my life really to be the comedy cops.
Yeah,
where I gotta go and investigate. I'm not. You know what I mean?
I know two. Right off, two for sure. That's steal. Two for sure.
Really?
But I'm not gonna say it on a microphone.
Can you just say
or
it right
on
now?
Social media. I'll say it when the show ends to you guys.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I don't want to be a part of someone like. I don't want to be a part of someone's career getting taken
down.
Well,
here's the problem what I have with it. Is if you continuously do it, you've been spoken to. And we're not talking about a premise. We're not, like when people always talk about the you know, Dane Cook, Louis, it's a premise.
You're not talking about parallel things.
Right. No, I'm talking about seeing it and stealing it.
Verbatim.
And then doing it over and over again. Several people doing it and you seeing something else and stealing it and again and taking it, just constantly doing this.
Right.
We're talking about straight theft.
Right. I
that's with theft with an F or an FT?
I don't really spell well.
Okay.
So
theft. Thank you.
Theft.
It's on the roof.
So that's so and I don't call people out. That's not what I call. If I call somebody out, I'm ready to fucking whatever. Yeah. Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right. Let me ask you a question. It's playing devil's advocate for a second because I'm the only non-comic here. So my question is, what if it's something subconscious?
It's not subconscious.
We're talking
about years of this going on consistently, verbatim, over and over, where I've had, because I've said something out loud, other comics have come and said
Hang on one second. When you say I'm the only non-comic here, Brian pointed at, he goes, Chris?
I don't know. I saw Scopo on stage last
Chris
night.
Chris is a stand-up, and so is Indepo.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not know that.
Well, I asked Chris for his name on the stairs. The guy looks so mad that I didn't know
who
he was.
No, that's his face.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his face.
Well, I'm just saying, because like, I've worked with musicians on the show where they've kind of been blamed for stealing a song from another band, and it's something that happened years ago.
No, I'm talking about this is so where it's just like,
all right, listen, I gotta listen.
And people have come to me and said,
yeah, right.
Yo, well, thanks, Dante. We've already went over this. All right. Oh, you're fucking repeating yourself on my show. You've only been on twice. And you're saying the same exact shit two times. I'm going to give a pause right now because I have to read this. And then we'll jump right back. I'm not going to take a break today. You guys mind? Can we just go straight through?
I have to pee like you wouldn't believe, though. Can I pee while you're doing that?
Yes, please. Go pee. We're going to do a read. We're not going to take a break. We're just going to go right into it, okay?
All right.
Are you cool with that, Deepu?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, great. Everyone in the chat room, I hope you're okay with that. All right, check it out. Baseball is here, and the excitement continues all season long. At DraftKings.com, the official fantasy partner in Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Why wait until the end of the season to claim your victory when you can win huge cash prizes every single day? Just pick two pitchers and eight position players. Stay under the salary cap. That's all you have to do. And you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Okay? Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings in one friggin' day. Just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Okay? Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter code Kelly. That's K-E-L-L-Y to play for free. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded every single season, okay? Enter Kelly for free entry and at DraftKings.com right now. Go to DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Thank you. All right, check it out. We also we have the two winners of the T-shirts, I believe, correct? Right?
The one winner.
One winner, sorry. One winner. We have the one winner of the T-shirt. We'll be shipping that out to you very soon. So congratulations. All you have to do is subscribe and like the episode.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment in the episode. And we got a bunch of new subscribers.
Yeah, we did. We actually push more minutes to non-subscribers than subscribers, so I think this was a nice incentive to get them to just hit that button.
Hit that button. That's what we need you to do. That's it. Just click the button. Subscribe. It's not a big deal. You'll get a notice when we're doing live shows, and you can come back and watch us at your leisure.
I've made some upgrades to the channel, made some playlists for people to enjoy, you know, playlists with like guest hosts, special episodes, some classics, so you should check it out.
Check out this amazing podcast on the amazing YouTube, while it lasts. but make sure you check it out and subscribe. It's, and the episodes, I mean, we're going into thousands of views on these things now.
Yeah, we're at like 1,300 for this week's episode today.
It's going great. I love a water scopo. Let's go to the chat room real quick and see what's going on in there.
Give me one second. Our Greed says, cool, Dante is here. I hope we get some Will Zelvins bashing again.
Dreams come true.
Here at the YKWD.
Mookie Phillips says, Brian doesn't take shit unless it's been baked and caramelized.
Wow, that is so hilarious, dude, you fat fuck. What a fat fuck.
I don't like that he called you a fat fuck.
And he's fat.
Is he fat?
Well, I'm just saying, if he's sitting in front of a computer, chances are he's going to be fat soon. Like, I'm out there doing something in my life, and you're sitting in front of a computer listening to me. So fuck you fat
no,
fuck.
No. Please do that, though.
remember to,
what are you doing? You can't do that.
What are you talking about?
You can't can't do that in here.
You really?
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have asthma?
No. I can't. It's just the law around
the law.
I've been told not to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian Scolaro is slowly becoming my spirit animal.
Wait. Okay, if you continue to read more fat tweets about me.
First of all, I don't pick the.
I'm going to smoke.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you the difference.
Sorry about that.
Hang on one second. No. Hang on. Here's the deal. Ready?
You invited me on as a guest.
Hang on. I'm going to explain something.
Guests and listeners.
Hang on.
Brian, he did it.
I'm going to tell you something. It's called the Deepu chat.
What?
And then I'm going to explain. Let me finish. There's a Deepu chat, which he goes in and just and scavenges what he thinks funny. And then there's a Bobby chat, which is I just read the latest ones and let them be funny or not.
Right.
So this is a Deepu chat.
He did it.
So
he did it.
But it's also weird. The guy thinks that I eat fried shit. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't even make it wasn't logically put together.
I think it's stupid. And I don't like when people do that either. Go ahead. What's the next one? And if it's a fucking Brian Scalar one, can you skip it, please?
Deepu just
look at Deepu's nervous.
He's looking around. Deepu just got Ralph off the hook.
What the fuck?
Thank you, Deepu.
Yeah, what do you got? If fuck it's you. A fat one about me, I'm punching you in the face.
Oh boy. Fuck your TV says Stav and Bobby could be alt four Ninja Turtles.
Stab?
Stavros.
Stavros.
What else you got? You're fucking bombing today. Yeah. Usually killing it. What's up?
Steven Gonzalez says, I had to adjust my screen ratio from letterbox to lunchbox.
It's a bunch of fat jokes. Yeah. You guys are so fucking funny. Sorry.
Where's his camera? Is that his camera?
So much.
Catch a camera.
Is that only camera gets all three of us? Yeah.
Is he on it? Or is he?
Yeah, he's
on it. I'm good. Good, man.
All right, listen, dude. I love him, too. Let's go to the Bobby chat. What do we got in the Bobby chat?
A good move.
Read the fucking top. Yeah, go ahead. What do we got?
Luis J. Gomez says, Deepu is a faggot. So there you go.
I like Luis Gomez, though. He's a comic.
Yeah, well.
It could be another Luis Gomez.
I would say a comic slash pamphlet hander slash podcaster slash MMA fighter
slash real ass dude.
He's just cool. Fucking. Ugh.
You don't like him?
No, he's best friends with him. That's why he had a cover for him. I was trying to get
real
something
ass
going, and I had nothing. Yeah. I said fucking panhandler or something. I don't even know what I said. This fucking
pamphlet hander, which I didn't disagree with.
No, Lewis is a good guy. Yeah, he's a great dad too.
Just didn't say the comic. You said the dad.
Yeah,
part.
That's like, huh? Man, that tone was like the way my mom used to talk about my dad, where she's like, "Yeah, he's a good dad too."
I think Lewis
that was
is his
ex-wife
dad.
Tone.
I think he's a great.
He's a good dad. I was with him for Memorial Day.
Nobody asked you.
That's true.
No, I'm kidding. No, he is. He's a beautiful dad. Yeah. I really do. I like the fact because he could be a shitty dad.
Yeah,
because he's a shitty friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He's not a shitty friend. He's just a very difficult friend to deal with.
He's got a wild edge to him. I really love that.
What is a shitty friend?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, what is it?
He's not a shitty friend. He just doesn't listen to you.
Yes.
Stavros ignores your phone call.
Everything.
Yes.
Yes.
You talk about something, he relates it to himself.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like what a shitty friend is.
Tries to teach you things back that you taught him. Like he's the original.
Yeah. But he brings you a coffee if he's getting one. I don't think I need to vouch for him anymore.
Lewis is a shit friend. He's the shittiest friend around. I wish I was his son. He'd be nicer to me. All right. Well, I don't know if I should take that bandana. Let's leave it there for now. Is that it? What else we got in there?
We're only bashing on people that aren't here now.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, that's a safer move.
In the regular chat.
Luis J. Gomez says, never met Stavros. It was not.
Can you read?
Is he the only listener?
Just Lewis
at home. Who else is in there? Stop reading. Lewis
J. Gomez says, thanks for talking about me.
Read somebody else.
That's the only one that has to do with fat jokes.
Actually, block Lewis from the chat. Block him. Okay. Block him from the chat. Right now. Hit block. You're gone.
You really should have been a World War I general.
I don't like him coming in here and fucking taking over my chat room. He's literally, just do the podcast, you fucking greasy spoon.
That sounds like a great racial epithet that I've never heard before.
That is not racial. That means he's a chef.
I got on the subway. There was a bunch of greasy spoons. I wouldn't go up there. I wouldn't go around that neighborhood after 10. There's a lot of greasy spoons.
You didn't really block him, did you?
No.
Okay, good. What? Block him now. You do what you fucking told. Block him.
Robert, it's against protocol for me to block him. I cannot.
Ah, shit. All right. I want to talk to you for a second about some rock and roll shit.
Sure thing.
Now, are you in a band?
No, I'm not in a band.
Never in a band.
Never in a band.
And, okay, how did you come across Why are you so into music? What happened?
Well, since I was a kid, I was a nightclub promoter, and I was running all the big rock clubs here in New York.
Like what?
Like Limelight, L'Amour, Danceteria, it was called Rocketeria for a while.
Yeah.
All those clubs, I was running them as a rock promoter.
You ran them?
I was one of the promoters, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like solo me,
right?
But I was one of them and stayed in that business for years,
right?
And built up relationships with a lot of bands.
Right.
And about 10 years ago, I started a rock radio show. And called the Tour Bus. We're syndicated nationally. We're on about 50 stations around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all rock and roll based, whether it's 70s to today, just what I consider cool rock.
Wait,
I make the playlist.
Did you play Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow on
yes.
the classic rock stations?
We do.
That was
do.
Always the thing.
We do, Yesterday,
You're
Today,
You're listening to Today, Tomorrow, and a little bit of yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
We do.
That's like the classic rock thing.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite voices you do.
You're listening to WQLF.
Yeah, I worked
next. Kansas City's only. Yeah. Rock and roll station.
I love that shit.
This is the Mad Dog sitting with Chirpy Chirp.
Dude, I think when you work in radio, you do take a, you get a real pride for doing radio well.
Dude, I worked with this guy.
Can you give us all radio names right now? What would be our radio names?
You'd be Dozer.
You're listening to Dozer, Cincinnati's most dangerous morning DJ.
What about Stavros?
Dozer in the Gooch.
Yeah, that's what it always is. I don't know. I'm not going to do radio names for everybody. That was just
wow, you're called Deny.
But then Big J and I
way to keep the fun going because you're self-esteem.
Oh, it's called momentum.
Joe DeRosa told me not to do voices. Shut the fuck up, man. Jesus, I'm sad about that.
For 6 years, I host Shiprock.
Fucking asshole.
Which is a rock cruise.
Leave at five. Now you don't do
I
fucking voices.
I was doing
voices.
One because I wanted to get the momentum going.
The momentum. I'm the momentum.
You're not the momentum.
I'm the fucking momentum. That's my momentum. I started that momentum. I started your fucking momentum. You were swinging right on my
neck. I wasn't had nothing to do with it.
Okay, the fight was me.
I couldn't get a fight. You just publicized
it. I made fun of it, and you were going to make it get logo. You fuck. I fucking brought you down to earth.
It should be 2 hours of just that.
Kiss,
anyways.
Kiss.
Anyways,
Bobby and I should open a restaurant where we just do that in the kitchen.
So one of the things I do is host a rock cruise called Shiprock for the last six, 7 years.
I've heard
years.
About it.
And we sold out already for January of next year, which
right.
is crazy.
That's
and
crazy.
We needed a rock comedian, and I knew Jay.
Right.
So I asked Jay if he would do it. And after the second year, we became friendly.
Right.
I mean, we knew each other already, but then we started like hanging out more.
Right.
And he suggested we do a podcast together.
Have you ever lied in a bed naked with Jay, with your penis?
No,
out?
I have not.
Lewis? Okay. Why'd you say Lewis?
Because he's done that.
Lewis has done that. Yeah. And I had this idea for a show forever called the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show,
right.
where we were going to do a morning show on radio, it was called that, where
right.
I was going to go out at night and at 6 in the morning go to the studio and tape a morning show. That was the idea.
Right.
It got kiboshed. After we were about to do it, and then when he said we need an idea for a show, I said, let's do this. I have the graphics. I have the URL.
Right.
Let's just start.
Right.
And now we just finished a year.
Where?
And, we do it on All Things Comedy.
Okay.
And yeah. we just, for May, we had 100,000 listeners.
That's great.
We hit number one in iTunes Comedy in March.
Right.
That's great.
And it's just...
On comedy?
On iTunes Comedy.
That's
we were number
great.
One in March.
That's great.
We're always in like the top 30 or 40 now, and it's just, to me, it's amazing.
Now you're doing a show with him too, right?
Sirius XM. Yeah,
right,
they are.
Okay, and then he does a show with Lewis.
Yeah, Legion of Skanks.
I wonder which one he's going to leave first.
Probably mine. He's doing it.
Yours sounds the most successful.
Yeah, yours has
yours
got the
is,
numbers.
Yeah, we have numbers. Yeah.
Mine's
crazy.
Ours is just even in theory. It's just like, well, he signed a contract now, but I mean.
Right.
Yeah, I can't believe the response it's gotten.
Jay's very parceled out.
Yeah, he's very parceled out.
And Ralph, your PR person is Lainey, right?
Yeah, Lainey's a PR person.
Lainey does a lot of porn stars and stuff.
Yeah. Redhead.
Yeah, and like last night Jay put his finger in a porn star's asshole. We tried to get a 12-inch dildo in her ass. Did not work out well.
That shit was edgy 10 years
ago
when ONA did it.
No one's really doing it now.
Yeah, but who wants to?
100,000 people, apparently.
Oh, God. I have a fucking 2-year-old. I don't want my fucking kid to see me put something in somebody's asshole.
Yeah, I think
I was thinking, I'm seeing Jay tonight. I'm not going to shake his hand.
No, he had mittens on.
Yeah. he went up right to the fingerless glove. That's where he stopped.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Don't shake his hand.
The fingers are still out, though.
I don't understand that though. Maybe
what,
I think I'm getting
stuff.
Well, I don't. Why would you stick your finger in a? What? I get it. But it's just like that shit was funny to me 10 years ago.
But you know what? I look at it as it is lowest common denominator, and it is something that most 25 to 40 year olds are going to enjoy.
I'll tell you this. Wait. I'm going to look up to see who was on the show. Because I want to know
right,
who Jay
exactly.
stuck his finger at.
And like, you know, you did
which,
the show
which
once.
Which asshole?
It's, we've had girls pee on our feet. We've, you know,
would you stick your finger into a chick's asshole?
I get in so much trouble with my girlfriend. No way.
You wouldn't do it. Because of that?
Yeah. I'd have Jay do it. I'd sit in the room and laugh about it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it.
Right. I'd do it. Dude, we know you. You're an actual pimp.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Are you sure it says get your balls back? Would you stick your finger in a porn
star's
asshole?
Yeah, no, I would. I probably would.
You would?
Yeah, why not?
Would you wash it?
I mean, I guess. Eventually.
Before or after?
He would giggle first.
I'd giggle. I don't know.
You'd have to wash it before to get food in her asshole. Yeah,
I'd get barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd have some type of fucking
Cheeto
cheese.
Orange
cheese. some type of Greek eggplant dish under his fingernail.
We also have rock bands on. We've had bands right. perform live. Yeah. You know, we do live shows every night on the boat.
Well,
we do that.
I don't mean to trash. I'm not trashing. I think that's a great idea. I understand the cut. Like when I went on ONA for the first time, they had a wiffle ball bat. Up a chick's vagina. They used to have the whip all back challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like, you know,
I used to
listen
to you all the time on ONA. I mean, I was a big fan back then.
I was like fucking I remember doing it. And I was like, I used to leave ONA a lot going, what the fuck did I do?
Right, but I mean, before you know ONA.
Like, dirty. It was in the moment, you're like, yeah, like, oh, there's a wiffle ball.
And then
holy
hear,
shit.
And then you hear her pull that piece of plastic out of her puss, and it's like, thunk. And you're like, ah, that was not
a. You come back in like a week later, the wiffle ball bat's like green from the point of pussy down.
She's like, did they color that with yellow 7? I'm feeling sick inside.
And I get scared now, I'll tell you. Why I get scared now is that I have a kid and I know this shit's being recorded.
Right, it's a different time.
And here the thing is, I don't want my kid to be in school, fucking with. Hey, is this your dad?
But didn't you have a Coke bottle in your ass on?
That was a movie. Okay. I mean a television show. I mean,
acting. Like,
yeah, though,
that's the huge
difference between
I agree with you,
really
but,
doing it.
But you know how I agree with you. But you know how some people really. It's like if we're on a radio show, it's part of our persona and everything anyway.
He's talking about comedic kayfabe. Like they think that's going to be like, you know,
that's
like the way wrestlers
like no, I'm saying if my kid saw that, of course, look at everything I've done because I'm a big dude has had my shirt off or that's I've true. Had something in my ass for the last, you know, everything.
I would have loved to have seen that pilot with you as the cop.
Bronx Warrants.
Because I'm sensitive, so I wasn't going to read for that. And you fucking, that's great.
Yeah, I read.
I would love to see what you did.
It was hilarious. It was a great pilot. But it's funny because when they got my vest.
Yeah.
It didn't. They wardrobe never ever fucking gets it, like how fat you really are.
Sorry.
You literally, they'll get you like some. I'll be like, I'm a double XL, and they'll show up with like a double XL from like fucking Denmark.
Yeah.
And it's like not Talbot. That. Yeah, it's like Talbot. Fitted double XL that they wash 9 times in
hot water. It's a European cut.
I always bring my own shit. Whenever
I'm
shooting,
talking about when you shoot like a real show, you don't have to bring your own
shit. Yeah, so like NBC's not a real show.
Blacklisted. Bobby's blacklisted. Bobby's gonna wind up in a boat. I was kidding.
I know.
All right. But now we're fighting. They're fighting.
It all started.
Hard to keep track of all the fights.
This guy's throwing things in to make it worse.
I like it. Conflict.
You're on All Things Comedy.
Yes.
I'm on that too. You are like I think the number one rated show besides Stanhope's.
Is it? I don't. You know, it's funny. Is that I knew shit about podcasting a year ago. It's all I built the website, taught myself everything. I'm such OCD,
right?
And I just like I have stickers on me all the time.
Right.
I was on jury duty. I signed 20 people up to the podcast.
Seriously?
On jury duty. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting there. I'm just talking.
Is that how
to
you
people.
Get out of it too? Did you let the judge listen?
Yeah,
to it?
Exactly.
Like, sir,
sir, can you please leave the holding room?
Yeah. I can't compete with Mark Maron's and Adam Carolla's through popularity.
Sounds like you're doing fine,
but now
right?
That's how we do it. We have 1,500 reviews because I'm literally I'll take people's phones out of their hands and subscribe them and write a review.
But, that's a promoter
thing. Wait, could you tell fucking Louis J. Gomez to that? Because he's been
I did.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a huge
will you
difference.
Stop giving pep talks.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ralph's got that fucking slick promoter way of doing it where he like talks to you and he's like, hey, you probably would like this. Yeah. Louis just does the caveman thing where he's like, hey, come here.
Give me a phone.
Hold your phone.
All right, now you download it every week. You better fucking
fucking
but
say
I'm,
something.
I'm only 85.
Yeah, I know.
I,
does
I
your pussy,
know
you. Your pussy's gonna get wet when you listen to Legion of Skanks.
Oh, well, this might be.
No, I'm telling you right now, and you better fucking comment, or I'm gonna armbar you.
I just asked if you wanted a piece of cheese.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, isn't it nicer that you build your fan base from this grassroots because they're real fans of what you do, as opposed to, I mean, like, this show is grassroots. It's people building the numbers from very beginning. I mean, not that Bobby's not famous.
Yeah, but say, but Bobby's just a big name. I'm not a big name.
Yeah,
so.
But Bob, this podcast has made exposed Bobby to a lot of people.
He's also it's also 5 years old. You know, he started in 2010, didn't he?
Well, I know what he's saying is in here, like even on Twitter, I know people that will go and buy Twitter people. I know people that will promote Twitter or Facebook, blah, blah, blah. You know,
you want your likes, fans.
My likes or my Twitter followers are the ones that I got. I could have got more if I did things differently. Even this podcast, I think that I probably could have got more if I, you know, maybe cut some corners
tricks
or whatever. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, but I do get what he's doing, and I can't, look, if I wasn't as lazy or I think prideful. And I don't mean to say you don't have pride. I'm just saying I think sometimes that can get in your way of promoting. I'll give you an example. After the show, selling T-shirts and CDs. Mm-hmm. You know, Patrice would never fucking do that.
Right.
I would never do
that. I was just
going
to say
if you see Norton out, he'll have fucking two books and everything. And Kenny going, buy a DVD. Mm-hmm. Voss will fucking do it. I know certain guys that won't do it. You know, I'm kind of in the middle where I'm like, I don't want to be sitting there shilling shit, but I'll sell some stuff and... You know what I mean? Like, I could get a bunch of T-shirts and a bunch of CDs and DVDs.
And I mean, you know what's funny? What's interesting is that you've never been that guy who's been, like, super marketing, promoting.
Right.
But the fans that follow you, they're diehard fans, and they really want your stuff. It's not like you're pushing the show on them. It's like they want...
The difference also, though, that is right now, the marketplace, because the barrier to entry is so fucking low, any schmuck with a phone can have a podcast.
Sure. Right.
That if you're not famous and don't have an ability to get your word out at a higher level, you have to do the grassroots way.
I'm not saying you're not doing the grassroots. What I was actually complimenting you because I was saying that it's...
Guys,
not
stop fighting! Stop fighting!
I thought we were having another fight.
No,
right
no, not... I'm saying... You're not a stand-up guy. You're not a Billy Burr guy where people are going to listen to you because... So the success that you have is a grassroots it's a gradual grassroots, and the people who are fans of the show are fans of your show because they really like the show, not because of who you are.
But like, for example, I was hosting a rock festival in Maryland a couple weeks ago, like 20,000 people.
No, I'm kidding.
On stage, no problem. On stage, I'm like, look, before I even say anything, do yourself a favor right now. Please help me out. Take out your phone. Subscribe to the show.
I think that's smart.
You know, and
I don't think you should tell Lewis these things. But I think. Before every show, when he's middling for me,
how you guys doing?
How you doing?
I want you to do something right now. Take your phones out.
This is perfect.
Take your phones out. Put it on. But there is
subscribe to Real Ass Dude, Hammer Fisting, Legion of Skanks, and
do you guys? We're gonna pass out pens like it's the PSATs. We're gonna pass out pens and a small piece of paper. Write down all my podcasts. But there is,
and you're not allowed out of the room unless I see you subscribe.
But there is a certain muscle that certain comics have that have that ability to go stand at the door and go, hey, thanks for coming out. Yep. Hey, thanks for... And it's like...
I don't mind that. Yeah.
Listen, so I usually... There's always one part of my set where I just fuck it. I'm like, when I'm done, I just want to go sit in the green room because I'm like, ah, fuck, they hate me. No one wants to, you know. And then you... Because there really is. It's just insecurity. Yeah. I want to go sit in the room with like the feature and be like, that was all right. Was that okay?
Can I say something, though? Instinctually, as a comedian, we want to just go do our show. And that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you get. You come. You don't get fucking anything before. You come. I make you laugh for an hour or however long. And then that's it. That's all you get.
That's also because of so much you put of yourself in that.
But with social media, okay, with things have changed with the internet and the way we had to adapt in the last fucking 20 years. Sure. But really in the last 10.
I would say even 5.
Yeah, it's just nuts. I mean, when I was coming up, you had to have a flyer that they would fill out and you'd go collect them and then put their emails in yourself.
I was against Twitter for so long because I just found it annoying.
Right.
But then about a year ago, I said, if I'm going to do the show right, I have to embrace it. So I just started to get into that mindset of always promoting. I'll even, on their stupid Reddit, I'll put out a link that says, look, if you want me on your show, I don't care the size of your show. I don't care if it's a new show. I'll give you 20 minutes, a half hour, and do an interview. I've done so many of them for shows that their first episode. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me because I just want to get the show to a point where we're always in the top 10.
Well, but when you're talking about comics, I think as comics, when you get on stage and you give people an hour, you give so much of yourself that when it's done, you're like...
Right, but even comics, though, I've seen so many of you guys that you should, at the end of your set, by the way, my show is blah, 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 and get off.
And people don't do that.
1% of them might, and that will make a
difference.
You're right.
There's also extenuating circumstances. Like,
it's hard.
You could be... I know for a fact this happened to me in Rochester, the Late Show on Saturday, there weren't a lot of people. Maybe 40 people. I'm fucking embarrassed by that. I'm on stage.
Sorry.
You're like... But, you know, you're on stage, and you're like, fucking 40 people in a room that holds 200. You feel like a dipshit.
Can I say something, though? There's something to be said there, because if you get five of those people, that's five more people.
I know.
And at the end, I get it. But here's the thing. At the end of a show, when you give them a show, I don't care if it's 40 people or fucking 500 people, and you say, thank you, that's all my time, good night, you want that to be the end.
Right. Yeah.
Any great fucking performance you've ever saw, you never saw Frank Sinatra come. And by the way, I'm Frankie Blue Eyes.
On Periscope. Follow me on Periscope.
It didn't exist then. So
it
you're
doesn't
not,
matter, though. They still wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it.
I disagree.
But
even when you have what you call YouTube stars, that terminology.
Name one band that does it.
What?
Name one band. Fucking crazy rock and roll band that at the end of their fucking holy shitness goes, follow us on Twitter.
They're probably doing it now.
They're doing it now, like as far as like on maybe not on stage.
Motherfucker.
It's all the bands I deal with.
Two fat guys are going, like owls.
They may not do it. They may not do
it
on stage.
From him. Don't call Brian fat.
I'll take it from him.
Okay.
Yeah, not from him or her.
Well, not some guy who's into personal and that. Yeah.
I tell you what, I was on stage with a band not that long ago, and you're going to make fun of the band, but I love the guys.
Striper?
Close enough, Jackal. And he started a bourbon company.
Yeah.
And he came out with his bourbon, and he said, by the way, I have a new bourbon now.
Yeah.
And we did a shot together.
Yeah, that's very Sammy Hagar.
It's the same thing.
But it's embarrassing.
No, yeah.
When I saw Sammy, he got hot chicks coming out with fucking cobble. It's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, my favorite band of all time is Queens of the Stone Age. If they came out and they're like, follow us on Twitter, I'd be like, well, there goes that.
Yeah, but also there's a difference. Right. If I get to the point where
if I saw Lady Gaga come out with a vodka, I'd be upset.
But when you're at a point at that level,
because you're
Lady Gaga, that's where you go.
Let me type this.
When you're a superstar, you don't have to do it anymore.
But here's the thing: Queens of the Stone Age could do that because they're not
famous. Right.
They sell out.
John, yeah, yeah.
They're not massively huge, but they have a good fan base. They have a fan
There is a fine line. I think you're being very honest and upfront because you're saying this guy,
right?
So I need to do it, and you're becoming that guy.
Right.
You and Jay Show is becoming very successful.
I learned from what you're doing.
Bobby, do you remember like how we would?
Can you please take that watch off? I can't stop looking at it.
It's so big.
That's a giant ring.
That's how his arm gets so big, just lifting that watch.
Put that on your cock.
It's like a king's crown that he fucking
Darth Vader's helmet on his finger.
We used to sit outside. We'd sit outside.
That's pretty fucking good.
King's crown.
We used to sit outside and we'd shit on each other. Like when comics would come, young comics. Hey, I'm a new comic here. Here's my card, and we'd rip it up and throw it on the floor. Yeah.
And now Aziz is selling out theaters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's true.
That's exactly what it. But we came under that thing where be funny and everything will flow.
That's not
and
the truth
and that's
anymore.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
It is the truth.
It is. You're looking at it old school.
It is the truth. But
limited.
It will take
longer. Take you much longer. And
it will
take
longer.
When there's so many people out there
and you
now,
have to really work.
Yeah.
If you're a brand new comic
now. Louis deleted Twitter.
Well, it's different. He's a different level.
But he hasn't always been there.
But Ralph, I'm going to say to you, I understand what you're saying, that as a new comic, you have to do that. But I think what we're trying to say
Scoble's ass.
It's so round. It's so firm. But I think as a comic,
people are forgetting you need to take the fucking time to get good right, so that when right. people yes. see you, if you're doing that shit too quick, yes. you're too good at marketing.
Yes. No,
if you're too good at marketing and then someone goes and sees you headline and they're like, this guy fucking
sucks. What Dan is saying doesn't matter.
What Dan is saying, though, is right. You need to stop doing it until your show gets
but
better.
But it doesn't matter. But it's so that like
you,
when you
Thank
look at guys and they call them these YouTube stars, guys with 900,000 views and stuff like that. They,
I'm sorry, I just looked at your little tiny fingers.
Little fingers?
Yeah, look at his little
fingers. I love that
finger.
Fucking ring, though.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead. Will you fucking two queens stop complimenting to this jewelry?
Dude, I love that skull on your knuckle.
Oh, it's lovely. Where did you get
But you get, you get a guy who's a YouTube star where it's even that concept is ridiculous because how many people would watch that if they had to pay 10 cents? How many cat videos would you watch if you had to pay 10
but
cents
But they're making money.
But yes, but does it...
But here's the deal. Also, you got to understand... that they're infringing on our world now.
Right.
Because
exactly.
people who do YouTube videos go, oh, I'll just do... It's the same way when failed yeah. actors yeah. are like, oh, like a former child star is like, I'm going to do stand-up. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. You didn't put in the time.
Right.
You shouldn't be fucking
that.
Selling out.
But
you
in,
suck.
In the same respect,
go suck at what you do.
You're yeah. looking... There's musicians who don't do it, learn any music at all. They just get fucking GarageBand and you can put out a song.
Yeah.
And it could be a hit. It's happened.
Listen, you know? And there's people that sell out, that sell way more tickets
right.
than me.
But it's just
nobody's saying that you're not... No, telling the truth, we're not saying you're not right.
Yeah,
it's just a fucked up situation.
Right, but I'm saying that if you don't embrace
do you,
it.
Do you know who Tyrio is?
No.
That little fat kid that
hey,
just,
hey.
Does.
He's, no, he's the, little he's the waiter at Dangerfield's.
Is, oh, no, oh, that's Tyrio. there's a little fat kid. He's 8 years old. And he,
goes,
and
ooh,
he,
get him.
And he took, yeah, he's like, get him, kill him,
ooh,
kill him. And he
him.
Just dances like, and what you call it? I was talking to Charlamagne, who does radio
yeah.
on 105, and he goes, he says, you know, my whole life I wanted to do late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I do late. I finally get popular enough that I'm doing late TV. And I'm sitting next to Tyrio, the YouTube,
well,
this
you know,
8 year old kid who just goes.
Yeah, but that's the world we
it's
live
world,
in.
You know who
that's
Pootie, does anyone here know who PewDiePie is or no?
Yeah.
Okay. PewDiePie!
Exactly. Well, I know him because of South Park.
That's right. But he has, I think, 14 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yep.
He's making $3 million a year.
Right.
And all he does is comment on people playing video
okay,
games.
Okay, and here's my argument against that. Wow. When he's dead, which we all will be, that's his body of work.
No, I agree.
Which is fucking
You're confusing
fine.
Two things, though. One is that you're actually a respectable comedian.
That's all I care
artist.
About.
Right. Yeah. Which is
No, he's not talking to you.
Oh.
He's saying...
if you want to get to a point where people are turning into you just because you've built a following, yeah. I think these days
there is a,
you
listen,
have to embrace
yeah,
social media.
Right. No, you're
right.
absolutely right.
I think
you're
that's
absolutely
a
right.
World.
Hey, yeah.
you're right.
I,
well, I don't think we're saying you're wrong.
Again?
I just think we're
Ralph.
Pissed
Ralph.
At
Ralph.
It.
I, no,
What's your
dude.
Name?
No, but I think
that was for you, dog. No, listen, bro. I think you're absolutely right. There is a point, and there is a point where you can shut that off.
Right. No,
when you get to a certain point of success,
yes.
where you can just say, I'm not, you know what?
I can't wait to fuck over all my fans.
No, or it's not fucking them
I know,
over.
I know.
It's that you got who you got.
Yeah.
Whoever else is going to find you,
they'll find
they
you.
Will. Or, and here, this is what I do.
Or
and
you
your
can,
radio show is what you do.
You can build.
And if you do, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I was like, this motherfucker. That was good. That was
really
good.
I didn't even know he was doing it. That was really good. Yeah.
I was almost like, yes, fuck. But it's one of those things we got to eat it on this podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, but I think if you build, you can build a legitimacy before that,
yes.
and then go do that.
Right.
Yes. Hang
sure.
on.
Sure.
Can I ask one question, Stavros? Are you going to talk at all?
I don't think he needs to do anything because this is the happiest I've ever been on this podcast. Looking at his fucking sideways glasses and his occasional smile.
Just look into that camera right there. God, you're just
he looks
adorable.
Like a, he looks
like a cherub. He's like a little cherub.
Yeah.
Can you do this?
Oh my God! I just
how do you not love that?
Oh.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll talk more next time, Bobby.
How about you moving to New York?
So
creepy.
August.
August 1st. Cocksuck is moving to New York in August.
It really is.
And he is...
Where are you from again, man?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, we got to help this fuck out.
I'm playing,
he comes here.
You play Magoobies?
Yes, I do. Yep. It was just there.
It's a good place.
Great place. We want to talk more Baltimore stuff? Or?
I'm
what about
hang on a
good
second.
Crap, right?
I'm playing it in August.
Can oh, just, cool. Yeah.
Great can club. You not fuck with him?
Oh, yeah, okay? I'm sorry. Great. It's a great club. You're going to do great. Sorry.
I didn't even hear what he said. You should get on his show because that would be a fucking great show.
Yeah. I don't let fat people perform before me.
You don't do fat jokes, do you?
It doesn't matter. He's fat, and then I'm fat, and ruins the fat image. I gotta have a. Like I went to the club crazy. In Seattle. They gave me no. Seriously, if I open up with 10 minutes of fat jokes, then I, if I've had a feature right. of Fat MC, I gotta drop it.
Right.
I go to Seattle
That's
once.
So
gave me,
crazy,
they gave
Brian.
Me a fat,
it's, nobody is gonna.
It's not crazy. No,
I've listened to this dude. You're me, funny. No
I appreciate
matter what,
dude. No one's saying. Now that would have to be cocky. I'm not saying I'm not funny. What I'm saying is, it goes from an A up front to a B up front.
In you don't think that's
never
in your
mind.
Head. You don't think that's
I was talking. Let me fucking talk.
Yeah, go, Brian. I don't think he heard you.
You
don't
I'm just saying, having a
hang on. Shut the fuck up, Dante.
Well, I hear what you're saying. You're being complimentary, but it doesn't. Just because I know my act and know how things go doesn't mean that I'm sitting over here going, I won't be funny. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm saying that
it's what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, and it affects the show. It affects my.
It affects your psyche. Whether it's
real or
not.
No.
It affects your finger.
No.
It affects your the clothes you wear. What does it do?
I am never doing this fucking show again. sometimes it affects the jokes up front, the fat jokes. Not just in my psyche, but I know.
What if a fat guy doesn't do fat jokes?
Doesn't matter. It's less funny for me to go. I went to Seattle once. They gave me a fat MC and a fat feature. And I was like, hey, I have to alter my whole thing now. Because I just like to, you get off a plane, you want to fucking coast on a travel day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to coast on Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
And now I really have to just fucking drop.
You know what I dropped? This would help me out a lot in the last
10 pounds?
4 months?
No. About 4 months. I stopped doing my fat jokes.
Yeah.
All of them. I just stopped doing them. I have one new one that I wrote about pissing on my belt tongue or whatever.
Your belt tongue.
Yeah,
joke.
I pissed on my belt tongue at an airport, and I wound up pissing on the dudes next to me. But
that's funny.
But
that's not a fat joke. That's just a good pee joke.
But it's you know, I stopped doing them because I you know, you do.
Yeah,
go,
yeah, yeah.
You, I would show up and be like, oh fuck, and I was like, okay. First of all, I did them on my special, so I kind of had to stop doing them.
Right, right.
But again, it actually freed me up to just do. I don't have not, whoever the f- now like because I would worry about the same thing.
All right, so
I
would, thank I would, you. So I would not, see. That's what I'm saying. It's not crazy.
I would see a fat guy on, and I hated having to go.
Thank you.
Are you? It's like fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It sucked.
But it can happen. It can happen with any kind of comic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have like
black
like, or even I have
guy.
Like fucking 7 pot jokes, and if
right,
someone
right.
goes up there and it's like talking
saying.
About smoking weed, you're like, now I'm gonna look like I'm fucking doing the same thing he is,
yeah,
and it's right. different.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
but me and Brian have hours of material to like actually. Well, from you have just 50 minutes.
I have like 65.
65 minutes, so that's tough.
Pretty.
I mean, you're fucking wobbling
it's
around 5
real
minutes.
Real tight if they step on anything. It's real balancing act.
Yeah, comedy in the last.
No, you don't think that sometimes.
No, you
go. You're in the. thanks, because I figured
yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think sometimes it's in your head. That you're thinking that people are looking at it. I mean, there was a time when I wouldn't wear certain things. Like, I have jewelry and stuff, and I would cut down on some of the jewelry because right. it would be a distraction or something
yeah.
like that. And then it sometimes it's
fucking weird that you said that. I'm gonna say this, and this may sound paranoid and fucking crazy. You know, I have a Breitling, my big
I have
a big Super Avenger.
The nice one.
Yeah, Dane got one after me, and Patrice got one. Same exact watch after me, so I got it first.
Okay.
Those fucks copied me. So if you see them with it, well, you can't see him with it. But
you see Patrice
can't
with
see
it, there's problems.
Either.
No, that's, if you see Patrice with it, run.
Yeah, yeah. That's a run. Ghost.
But anyways, I wore it at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. I was having, my sets weren't as good.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I think it's this fucking big thing
done,
I'm wearing.
Yeah, I've done that too.
And I stopped wearing it, and the crowd, their psyche, except if it was better shows. Okay, go ahead. What was that? Sorry.
Do you think that it was your psyche that made the crowd
elbow.
Laugh more?
My fat elbow just shut the whole show down.
do you think it was your psyche that made the shows better, or do you think that the crowd was truly distracted?
Brian,
by the...
I don't know if any of it's real or any of it's fake. I know, and I'm not. I don't like to be a you know
superstitious
fucking baseball player idiot.
Right.
But it was weird. I think that having that. For the jokes that I'm telling and I'm being vulnerable on stage,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to
yeah.
have this huge $5,000 shiny Breitling, it's kind of like, what?
I mean, I think if you go on stage with any sort of weird prop, even if you don't acknowledge it, it's going to cause people to be wondering why the fuck is that guy doing that?
It's a watch.
When I got,
I got past it.
It's a watch, but like, even if it wasn't the watch, if someone was just standing there swinging their arm, you'd be like, why is that dude swinging his arm? So the crowd's attention is to something where it shouldn't be.
And Bobby Slayton said to me, don't wear that shirt on, don't wear that shirt on stage. And I said, well, how come? He goes, because I've been trying to read what it says the whole time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, there's certain things I think that psychologically, they you put your fucking crowd in a weird spot.
But I've noticed if you tell people, like, hey, I need this, then people think it's like a matter of insecurity or being a diva, and you can't fucking open your mouth.
Oh, that's the one thing that's
And say, as much as I would love to work with Slav, I think maybe he'd be good as an MC and not as a feature, right? So he doesn't go right before me.
No, I understand. There's certain things that you have that put your psyche, your own psyche.
That's definitely half me.
And then your own psyche affects the audience because it's your intent.
You need to go
different.
Out. I need to go out as free as possible. Like I bring these two on the road with me last week. And the one thing that I learned by bringing guys with me, I need to not worry about what the fuck they're doing or saying. I don't want to have to listen to you. I don't want to have to worry if you're just out there doing crowd work because you're having a bad set and now you're making it your show.
Right.
Instead of doing fucking joke. You got 20 something minutes, 50, whatever the fuck you got. Do fucking jokes. Use this time.
Crowd work as a feature. Fuck you, man.
I know. It's just,
I hate that shit.
It's like, listen, I don't, you know, and these guys, I know Scopo's going out. I know Stav's going out. I don't have to worry about him one bit.
Right.
After the show, we're going to get some fucking food. You know, I'll see you tomorrow. Same fucking shit.
Being with friends helps, too.
I don't have to worry about it. There's certain, you know, certain guys where it's like, fuck, I got to... Can you... the last thing you want to do is say, please don't fucking do this.
You don't want to...
That was the episode of Louis.
What's that?
The last one where Florentine played the guy.
Yeah, he never once said to Florentine, can you not do that? Can you not do that?
Yeah, but in his head, you'd see in his head, he's like doing like a fart joke with lighting his farts on
and
fire.
He was doing crowd work. He was doing everything he wasn't supposed to do, local jokes.
But if you go to the end of it, what Louis was saying was just be funny.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to say, it's the best season I think it's been. I love this season.
Like season
three a
lot.
Hang on one second.
Lot.
Thank you. Thank you. No, go ahead.
Well, you're right. You were in two this season.
Yeah. Four. Go ahead. Thank you. No, three. I think it was three. I don't know.
Yeah, it was three. Yeah. It was three.
But I think that those two episodes, it's called The Road 1 and 2.
Yeah. Florentine was awesome.
Florentine was awesome, but at the end of that episode, I was so glad he died.
Yeah,
because that guy...
I haven't watched it yet. That guy couldn't have won. You know, because that's not... You don't win like that.
It's like, all right, here you go. When you get to the club and they tell you not... Can you not do... And then they have the feature... Fucking going up.
Do everything.
Whatever
does
the
that
fuck.
Actually
I want you to be
does
clean,
that
but this
to
guy.
Oh, yeah. Everything in that show
this happens.
Has happened.
That where they say don't do this, and then the feature
I've had
does
it happen
that?
At the the brokerage house before the cool owners own it.
Yeah.
Now they're great.
Yeah.
The guy who owned it before, I showed up. He goes, all right, I need you to be clean. I go, whoa. I'm not clean. You don't get the. I go, it's in my contract that you signed. You don't get to tell me anything.
Right.
Okay, I go, so if I have to leave right now, I'll leave. No problem. I'll take the fuck off. I'll get back on the train. And then he finally was like, nah, just go ahead. Whatever the fuck he said. And I went up. But I know what he's saying. He had some guy come in there and go, motherfucker, I fucked this bitch's pussy.
Exactly.
And whatever, you know.
Exactly.
Was that a black guy?
No, it was a white guy from Kansas.
I walked into Oklahoma City once. There's a club. And the first thing she said is, you have to be here 10 minutes before the show. Did she even say hi?
Right.
She said, okay, you're Brian? Yeah. You have to be here 10 minutes before the show. No drinks on stage. Yeah. The MC is not going to do any time in between you and the feature. He's going to bring you right up.
Right.
And you can't, you know, only two F-bombs. I'm just like, whoa.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, shouldn't this have been told to me before I got
Did
on the fucking
walk?
Plane?
It's good when you walk.
From here to Oklahoma City? I said, nice to meet you too. And then her face got so mad that I knew I was doomed.
Yeah.
You know when you're going to do bad when the only person on the wall you recognize is David Tell, and it's just a bunch of cowboys and hypnotists. I'm not going to go good for me here.
There was there's a club in Erie, Pennsylvania called Juniors.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was opening for Nate this like 8 years ago, and we're going to the gig, and Nate's like, listen, I'm clean. You got to be clean.
And I'm like, how clean? He's like, I don't know. You can ask him. So we show up to the club, and they're like, you have to be completely clean. You're not allowed to curse. And I was like, cool. Where's the MC? And they go, oh, this is fun. So we get a bucket, and then people just sign up to be the MC. God. And I go, that's who's MCing the show?
Oh, my God.
And they go, yeah. They go, now you have to be completely clean. And I'm like, that's fine. So they put up this guy in a suit. And the first thing he says when you go on stage, he goes, man, these fucking lights are bright. And you're like, so I can't do that. And he's just sitting there going, fucking, you ever fuck a girl? And then you fucking. Oh, and I'm looking at the owner, this guy's Dennis, and I'm like this. I'm like, I can't say shit. And he's like, you got to be clean. I'm like, how? Wow. How? This guy's just saying fuck every other word. Oh, that was the worst. They don't fucking understand.
Yeah, those two episodes affected me so bad.
They were. Yeah, yeah. Well, I got mad when Louis started crying and saying fart jokes are funny. I was laughing, but also going, oh, no, don't give in to this guy.
I can't wait to see this.
You got a point. But then when the guy died and Louis has that moment with his kids, you realize, oh, it's not about Louis losing or winning, or this guy losing or winning. It's about, like you said, just being funny. He was a better guy than that guy.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, he was Louis.
Yeah, he was a better guy than that guy.
This guy's life doesn't affect Louis's life,
right?
No matter what. And this, you know, look, I've been on those gigs, man. I've showed up at condos. You know, where the club thinks, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Instead of paying for a hotel where we can be comfortable, let's just go buy real estate that we can sell.
Right.
You know, and cheap, too. It's fucking nothing. It literally costs maybe $1,000 a month for these condos, for the mortgage.
Right. Yeah.
So instead of, you know, I get why you're doing it,
right,
but you don't clean it. I don't give a fuck what you say. You don't. They're not sanitary.
Right.
It's not a fucking hotel room. Right. It's not a fucking hotel room. A hotel room, by law, has to fucking be clean.
Exactly.
The sheets, the pillowcases.
Every day.
Everything has to be. And at any point, you can say, I want everything new. Even the bed cover, I want it fucking new. I want to walk.
Right, right.
You can have food. And you don't have to worry about fucking doing dishes or if the other guy did dishes.
Yeah.
Or what type of. If I go into a condo. And
or who's a smoker and who's
fucking salmon. Really, you clean this? That's fish, you fuck.
But what's great is when the owners always push, like, oh, but this is different. This is a different condo than other condos.
Yeah, we're clean. No, you're not.
Have you been to the apartment? No. Oh, you mean the comedy condo that you have me in?
Yeah.
Or have you been at the resort yet? Oh, fuck your resort.
There's been some nice condos. I just don't like sharing a room with a fucking apartment with a guy I met for a week.
When I
did that one time, I come home back at the Skyline Cafe, whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
JD's.
I come back, the fucking kid, I haven't been back since, by the way.
Yeah.
The fucking kid, the opener, who is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
He's gone. I haven't seen him in the business. There you go. Oh. You fucking cocksucker. I come out, he has my Sony PlayStation in the living room.
What?
Playing it.
He took it out of your room?
Out of my room.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I was shaking. I was shaking in my room. I had to call Frosty, Matt Frost. Yeah. I go, Frost, I'm going to hit him with something. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to go get, there's a picket out front, a picket fence. I'm going to rip a picket off. I'm going to smash the back
of
his head.
Did he say anything to you?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Dude. Wow,
what the fuck? Really?
Dude, you should think about getting better games.
And then here's the fucking kicker. The staff comes back. They're like, yeah, sometimes we go back to the condo. I was like, all right. They come back in. It was raining. It was all muddy out. They came in with muddy shoes. Oh. And they all over the apartment. I was sitting there scrubbing because I'm not a fucking asshole. Right. And I was scrubbing dirt, mud out of the carpet.
Nope.
Right. And you know what I got? And I did. I threw all the trash out. I left a couple dishes in the sink. And they fucking called Frosty and said, he left dirty dishes.
What a bunch of assholes.
In Tucson, I split a condo with a silent clown and his wife that played the piccolo.
And his wife.
You know,
a silent clown.
T.C. Hatter in Marcianne. If people like, he's out there. This guy named T.C. Hatter, he's a silent clown, and his wife plays the piccolo while he does balloon things.
That's what you want, him standing over you.
Here's the thing. He's a silent clown, but he takes off his sports coat, and he's fucking jacked. Jeez. He's like, he had arms like Arnold, and I was just like, this fucking guy?
He's
so nice, but then like mild-mannered to the point where he's like, hey, I know you smoke pot. If you could, outside, maybe take a walk. And I'm like, fuck.
And do you like stayed at a friend's house? It's like lengthwise or widthwise.
Yes. Listen, man, there's certain guys that don't mind and shouldn't a condo.
Yeah.
And at some point in my career, I didn't either. I get it.
Well, you know, Louis's not doing condos anymore.
Of course. He's, I know. Yeah. It's the Four Seasons. That was very fuck. We had to suspend reality for that.
Yeah, after the yacht episode.
The only thing that was fucking real was his comedy outfit.
But, yeah. But you know, if there's something positive about it, where that little moment where he goes out, he takes a walk, and he goes to the festival and takes the Civil War costume.
Yep.
I find this as shitty and boring as it sounds, that when I go on the road, I like to do one really cool thing or nice little thing.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing. And I thought that's what was cool about that episode. He threw in that little 5-minute scene to say, it's not all shit when you're out there.
Well, I do that all the time. I'll rent a car and go. I go places all the time. I went to Denver. I'll go fly fishing. Wow. I'll rent a car and rent all the fly gear and go up in the mountains by myself. I'll put it out to fans have taken me fly fishing. I've gone to lunch with fans.
Right.
Gone to fucking cool places and done shit. We were in Boston. We went out every day and did shit. And
dog sledding in Alaska. Did you ever play Alaska?
I did one time.
Did you really go dog sledding?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, that sounds
I was supposed
awesome.
To go to, we were getting a helicopter ride to the glaciers.
Juneau. Oh, to the glaciers.
Yeah, but we were just wiped.
I would have been scared.
I would have loved to have been on the glacier. But yeah, I love going out. When I go on the road, I always try to do something interesting or go somewhere fucking cool.
I wish I said I did. I
got hurt, dog sledding.
You should, man.
You have to for your sanity if you'd...
Well, I think because you're missing an opportunity in your life because you're getting flown. Not many people get flown. I don't care how much you make in a week or how many days you're there. You're getting flown and put up in the greatest places in our country
for a couple hours
for a few days, and you should fucking take advantage of that. Absolutely.
Walk down the street at least and say something.
Because then you've been to 50 states, you've not seen anything but a hotel room.
Yes,
or
absolutely. Yes,
I was hanging out with Toure, and he was like, "I'm hungry. Let's go to Subway."
Is there a one way?
You know, Toure.
I don't know, but is there a one way?
I've had a three way.
I don't know. Maybe
he's a waiter.
Hello.
I've had an 11 way,
and you get 100,000 listeners. Of course you do.
Comedy gold like that. How do we know?
But he was like, "Let's go to Subway," and I was like, well, "Let's go to a 5-star restaurant."
Oh yeah.
Like, why not treat yourself? He always goes out and tweets me whenever he's like. He goes to a really nice restaurant.
I Yelp. Yeah. I fucking Yelp. Yeah. I was in. Anytime I'm somewhere, I Yelp all the fucking time. What do you mean? What do you do?
You leave reviews?
Oh, does
Give
he
me
leave
my phone.
Reviews?
Give me my phone.
Well, there's always one review that's like clearly like one guy just had. The one guy started a fight and they asked him to leave and he was like,
this place sucks.
And I'm like, come on, you dude. You walked in with no pants on.
Do I leave reviews?
Like Bobby leaves reviews like a housewife.
You don't write bad ones? Do you try to
like
ruin people's
Like a PTA
businesses?
President.
Well, my reviews are fucking beautiful, Brian. I think I have a new review. Do you want me to read it?
Yes,
I
do.
Is it for a place here in New York or somewhere else?
Is it for the show? Because I don't think I want to hear it. It's a bunch of fat jokes.
Okay, here's my review right here. I don't know if I read this one. Okay, this is about the Babalu Cigar Company in Austin, Texas, which I'm going to again this week.
That's great.
Here we go. Where's my glasses?
Babalu Cigar.
Do I review? I am a fucking Yelper through and through.
Look at online snitching.
Online snitching.
Dear proprietors.
He's a snitch. Here we go. You ready?
The way you parcel out your cigars.
Okay, here's the deal.
Parcel.
When you start with here's the deal?
Here's the deal. When you first walk in, there is a weird vibe. Like, oh, great. Here's another fat tourist who wants a mild cigar and a Diet Coke. It's a small place and kind of hipstery. Which makes it a little more uncomfortable.
He's doing with his fingers.
And the guy—he's
a gay Yelper.
And the guy at the front is not the most welcoming person.
Hate you for that line.
Don't let any of that scare you off from this amazing cigar lounge.
If they got 4 senses in.
I found after a little conversation, the dude at the front wound up being very cool, informative, and helpful about the cigars. It's all their own brand of cigars that I found really amazing. As soon as I walked into the humidor, I could tell these guys take care of their cigars.
Oh my God.
The dude at the front hooked me up with a really great mild cigar and a Diet Coke.
You mean the guy you just bashed?
He was willing to answer all my questions. They also have a good amount of cigar accessories that are really well priced. I will come back here every time I come to Austin. The place gets 5 stars on the personality alone. Never mind their amazing handmade cigars. Yeah, RK.
That was good. That was good.
And then I have RK. Dan, look at me. Look at me.
Cigar. Dan, look at me. Dan looks like he wants to vomit.
It's just, you know, you lost your Boston card. They won't let you back in.
Oh, I have a new review.
He's like, yeah,
out.
It's called a fucking, a review is called face-to-face, cocksucker. You don't fucking go on the computer and fucking type up your little fag blog about how you fucking, how you liked it. You're fucking done. You're done. You're no longer a citizen of Massachusetts. You're fucking out, Bobby. You fuck. Who the fuck blogs?
That's a Yelp review.
That's different. Online snitching.
Listen, man. That's, listen. You
if
can
I could,
go,
can I get serious here real quick?
All right, guys, this has been a fucking great show. I got to wrap this up. First of all, I'm glad you guys made up.
Yeah. Well, listen. I didn't know we were actually really fighting.
No, no, I
yeah, they usually, usually passive aggressive people don't.
Yeah, they
don't.
It's good to see two detective faces come together.
They really do look like they could do it via
fucking
duo.
Vice cops.
I guess I'm the angry one. And the fat one.
It's that fucking beige fat cop show.
Ah, shit, man.
Thanks for having me, man. That was a lot of fun. It was good seeing you again.
Good seeing you too,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. You're doing really a great job on Louis. I'm really very proud of you.
Now, are you staying in L.A.? Are you coming back?
I'm going back in June, and then I'm doing a lot of touring, but then next year I'm going to stay fucking put and get back on a television show and actually lose some weight.
You, dude, I'm actually I'm going to be losing weight in the next 3 months, too. I'm really going to push it.
You got a kid.
Planet Fitness. There's one near my house 24 hours a day. I'm just going to do what I did last time and go to the gym at night.
When I did
the only thing that works.
That TV show with Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Before it, I lost 50 pounds just by walking this hiking trail by my place in LA. I'm just going to do that again. I'm going to force myself.
I'm getting
you
back.
Stare at the girl's ass in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's motivation. You know what I mean? It's like the carrot with the donkey.
Yeah, I usually do that with cake.
I love it.
It makes me do things. But, yeah. Buddy, let's go around the room. We're going to do plugs, and then we're going to say farewell, and we're going to take a photo and do all that shit. Stavros, what do you got, buddy?
Cool. So I actually do have something cool coming up. Well, next weekend I'm in Denver. I guess June 11th to the 13th. Yep. I'm at Comedy Works.
You son of a bitch.
Why?
Yeah. I'm missing him by a week. We could have been working together by a week.
That would have been beautiful.
Fuck.
Yeah. What a great club, dude. Have you been there?
No, first time. Yeah.
Oh. Wait till you fucking work that club.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm going with Tom Pop. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. He's great. That's awesome. Is he flying out there?
I'm fine. I got to...
He's helping. That fucking money ran out, huh?
No, he's helping out. He's being a
nah.
Guy.
He's
yeah.
Tom Pop is the best. Tom's I love
it. It's a good room to get in, man.
Listen, wait a minute. If you had to make a choice between Tom and me,
I have to choose between my two dads.
Yeah. Well, what dad? I mean, who's your real dad? I'm biological.
You are my father. Yeah. Especially when you see when he has his Yelp glasses on. Put those on. Well, now you're my dad.
Can I tell you something though? Because I had to get. I couldn't see far away when I was driving. I couldn't read. I was missing my exits, and I just couldn't see. It was just blurry. And when I read, it was blurry. But for the last year and a half, I would just dealt with it. So Dawn sends me to the eye doctor. I get this fucking crazy exam, and then I come out, and they made me put these glasses on.
How crazy is it?
And I was like, oh, I can see.
Right?
It's like,
when I did that, I didn't go to the eye doctor for 10 years, and I went, and the guy, when they made my glasses, he's like, listen to me, when you put these on, only look straight because your head's going to get fucked up.
Yep.
And I put it on, and I was like, trying to look around, and I was like, I almost threw up because you see everything, and you're like,
Well, I almost bought his glasses just to fuck with him because, the show's coming out this year. I wear the glasses all the time. I become kind of famous this year maybe with those glasses. Then everybody that meets him in New York is going to think that he just stole my look. Yeah. And he's been working on this look for fucking 10 years.
I've been polishing it up.
Oh, my God. I was going to do him crooked, too. Actually get a little fatter.
Hey, how dare you? Come on.
Oh, shit, son.
Oh, wow. Oh. That is uncanny.
His high school graduation.
You are the father.
His first
community. So what do you got? What do you got? Denver Works?
Denver Comedy Works. And then actually pretty cool if anybody's...
So I'm plugging fucking Tom Papa gigs now?
Right. And then I'm actually going to go to Japan and Korea.
For what?
Wow. Wow.
For what?
Just so all like you Korean listeners stuff. Out there.
That's great, buddy.
Yeah, I can't wait.
When are you going?
July 14th to the 26th.
I don't know if I can be away from you from that long.
I'll send you pics of real Korean barbecue. Authentic KBBQ.
All right, Bubba.
All right, cool.
Good. Thanks for coming on. What do you got, man?
Thanks for having me.
Very simple. Just add the SDR show.
Do you have any stickers?
I do. I don't have them on me, though. I gave them out on the way here.
Do you have some we can put behind
us? I'll bring them to you. I do have them. Actually, you know what? Before I came on here, I went to the bar up to the block, and I got rid of them at the bar.
Yeah, we'll put them around so that there'll be, we put the... Listomania, Kumia, blah, blah, blah.
It's the SDR Boston show everywhere. Facebook, Boston Twitter, script. Instagram, the SDR show. Yeah. And me, it's I Am Ralph Sutton. Yeah. I Am Ralph Sutton at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I want to come on. Can I come
on? I'd love you to come on.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's right here in the city. I'd love you to come on.
Great, great. You and Jay are kicking ass with that. So
yeah,
I'm very
so please follow, subscribe, review. Don't be ashamed. It's fun.
Don't do it. Yes. I mean, don't be ashamed.
Yes, it's no problem. I have no problem promoting it.
What do you got, Bri?
Headlining the Brokerage this weekend.
I love that club.
Yeah,
man.
And doing
it's
that.
Great. That's the club that I hated. Now I love it
so
because
much
of
fun.
Those guys. James.
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, he's the best.
And I'm headlining the Empire Yonkers Raceway and Casino on Wednesday the 10th.
I've done it?
I've done it twice.
Okay, yeah.
The first time was great. I had a good feature. Second time, I had a feature who was me.
I've never had a good feature there. I mean,
no,
literally.
I try to choose my features when I can.
I don't want to trash anybody, okay? But every time I played there, the guys in front of me just literally eat their cocks. I felt bad for the last kid because he's a young kid.
It's a weird
he works
show.
At the stand. I forget his name, but I think he's used to killing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he really was mad at himself. You know when a comic takes a hot one, you're like, what the fuck? He was mad.
I took a hot one there.
Yeah, I've always killed.
Okay, well, I was featuring. So.
And what else?
A long time ago.
Featuring's an easier spot.
I have an album, Brian Sclaro Live at the Comedy Castle on iTunes, and Brian Sclaro Sneezes, Farts, and Orgasms. And I just started a podcast on the network that he's on,
What's
All
it called?
Things Comedy. It's called This Is My Podcast. But it's sketches and skits and not interviews and conversations. So
that's fucking interesting.
It's
that's
something cool. different. So nice. I'm sure somebody more famous will steal the idea and run with it.
Well, why don't you just make it fucking huge and popular?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm going to say something because we're such good friends now.
Yeah.
I've learned so much on how to promote the shit out of a podcast.
Right.
By all means, I have no problem sharing the knowledge with everybody.
Please.
So,
that would be very helpful.
Will you help him?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with it. Yeah,
can you help him learn how to read?
I've learned a lot of the ways to help build an audience. I have no problem doing
good
that.
Things.
Well, that would be very nice, you man. No, and anything I can do for you, what can I do for you?
Shit on me some more, it'd be awesome.
I'm sorry. Well, you started.
Okay. Not fucking do it again, please.
Anything I could do for you would be my pleasure.
Wow. Anyway, still.
No, I'm trying to be.
I'm not. I think.
I'm getting shut up both of you.
You could have just said "aw" when you took a picture with your son. I was so supportive.
Dan, what do you got besides a skyrocketing career?
Hey.
You're the one that takes that as an insult.
Hey.
What do you have besides a fucking smoking hot girlfriend?
I will be appearing with Robert Kelly and Big Jay Oakerson and Ari Shaffir at Bonnaroo. So if you're there,
that's gonna be awesome.
That's we're all in the same show. You know that, right?
Here's the deal. I was going there to do
SD.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
We'll go. That's why I'm going to Austin this weekend. I'll be at the ATX television festival in Austin this weekend to promote the show. And then the next week, we're going to Bonnaroo. And I got that comedy show.
It's Thursday and Friday.
And then, is it Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, we're doing, we have two afternoon shows on Thursday, and then we got the, we have an evening shows on Thursday, afternoon show on Friday.
Yeah, I gotta make sure it doesn't conflict with the fucking sex drug shit, but yeah.
Yeah, we're on the same, and then I'm at Denver Comedy Works, June 18th through the 20th.
Awesome, brother.
Yeah.
So by the way, what is awesome is that every time you promote your show, you're indirectly promoting my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell people not to do that. No, I'm kidding. Indirectly. He'll find a way to attach. I'll find some like fucking micro bug on every tweet
website,
that I put out.
A website.
Somehow take the link.
It just fucking sucks them from FX over to Big J's mitten.
Even worse, you'll just be in line at a coffee shop and you'll hear someone like, did you know that show on FX also has a matching podcast?
I will literally scream, no, it doesn't! Those are two fucking assholes who talk about stick shit in people's assholes. Go ahead. What do you got?
I got a movie that I'm getting ready to shoot as soon as my leg gets better. It's called
Fighters?
Circle of Eight.
About fighting?
No, it's drug dealers stuff. I played a head drug dealer. I got a
really?
Yeah. It's a stretch for me. I got a movie called, well, I don't know what the name is, the working title, but it's a boxing movie that I'm working on after. As soon as my leg heals up, I got to start boxing 5 times a week. Yep. The podcast,
yeah.
Beige Phillips Show, I'm doing one-on-one consultations, trying to tell people how to handle their bitch.
Right. Are you making money off of that?
Off the consultations? Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
How much do you charge for a consultation?
$125. For you, for free.
Really?
I do it for free for you. Absolutely.
I'm gonna let my bitch run all over me.
Don't do that, man. It hurts my heart, man.
I wanted to take my balls.
It hurts my heart.
My shirt says, "Take my balls, baby."
That hurts my heart. It just my balls, you know, just went up in me.
Nah, dude. You know Dawn. She ain't fucking.
She's a sweetie.
She's the perfect girl for me. She won't let me give her shit. She'll tell me to go fuck myself.
I would always say that whenever somebody says their girl is perfect, it's usually because the guy is perfect, because a woman is a direct reflection of the guy she's fucking. So.
Hey, so anyways, we got Scuba. What do I have for dates?
I'm not done.
Yeah. Oh, you got more.
Yeah.
All right, can you stop giving movies that aren't in production?
I'm gonna be back on the blacklist.
When?
I don't know yet.
It is one of my favorite shows.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that they finally got out of that fucking weird thing they were spiraling into.
Yeah.
And now they're back, and the fucking show's on fire.
Yeah,
ended. Right. The season ended fucking great.
Yeah.
So that's good, dude. What a great gig.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Good for you.
Before
man.
Chris goes, I forgot I have a really important show that I need people. June 17th in Irvine Improv.
Yeah.
I fucking got to get a lot of people in there. It's a very, very big show.
What date is it?
June 17th.
All right. June 17th.
Thank you.
If you guys
Wednesday.
Are.
Thanks.
Are
you, Irvine, California.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, if you guys are there. In California, anywhere near it, three
please.
Hours, 5 hours, make sure you spread the word.
It's a big one, please.
Help him promote that.
Thank you.
Also, we just
I gotta
finish.
Go.
We just did a live podcast, and so that's going to be up the next week. That's going to be
all right,
up. So.
Great. Oh yeah, well check out Beige Phillips Show.
On the Riotcast
Network.
You
got a great crew over there, and you're kicking ass.
Thanks, brother.
What's my dates?
June 27th, the Treehouse at Sports Haven, New Haven,
with. You and Gomez.
Me and Lewis, yes.
Yeah, we're going to be there. That'll be fun. We're going to stop at Frank Pepe's, get Lewis off that diet. Dude, I'll eat the cheese off of one.
It is an actual Lewis Gomez.
No, what Lewis does, he won't have a cheat day for a couple weeks, and then he'll go to Frank Pepe's and just house a whole pizza to himself.
Fucking sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't deny how fucking good he looks.
He looks great. I mean, the time
right,
I know
settle
him.
Settle down.
He does. He's totally fucking transformed.
Settle down.
No, he does. He has. Remember when he was mid skinny and he looked like he was melting?
Oh, that's great.
Just his sides were stretch marks and gooey. Okay, what else I got?
Gotham Comedy Club in New York, July 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Yeah, New York City Gotham Comedy Club. Make sure you guys get your tickets now. Sell that shit out. Let's go.
August 7th, 8th, you're at Governor's.
Governor's. Make sure you sell that shit out, too. Governor's where? I'm at Governor's? The brokerage.
Brokerage, yeah.
The brokerage, yeah. There's a difference, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not governor. I'm a brokerage. So make sure you get your tickets. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all your things Robert Kelly.
See that? See how good it felt?
Nice.
I got my my special up there for $5. If you haven't bought it yet, you're an asshole. So go buy that. $5. And then make sure you subscribe to this YouTube page. Subscribe and review the show on iTunes. And make sure you tell a friend about this show. Get some people into it. Nudge your girlfriend. Let her listen to it. And you guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, the actual real show that will be popular on FX July 16th. Ugh. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.